You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does.
You motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect
one
somebody's
day.
Life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Wow. Fucking. Oh, you're such a creep. Just gave fucking metal hand jobs, rock and roll hand jobs to your friends. I love that they shot loads at the end, though. That was pretty good. We're back, another live show. We're doubling up on Tuesdays. Two for Tuesdays.
I have throat cancer still. Can you call Dr.
Buddy,
Dave?
Buddy, can I intro the fucking show without you making it about your dumb lump?
Fine.
Did he go down at all?
What?
Stopo, I just got him to shut the fuck up.
I care about him.
It hasn't gone down.
I care.
You don't care.
And neither has my wife.
It's not your wife.
That's a fun joke.
All right.
Bobby, whenever Lewis talks, just crank my cans down a little bit and then put them back up.
Well, come on,
he
Lewis.
Just did the joke twice. He
the
did
first
it for
one
the...
wasn't on air, you douche. No, that's how the host does.
No, douche. It was on my fucking Lewiscope, you fucking cocksucker.
Your Lewiscope stinks.
No, you
there's
stink.
Eight people on that, and there's 11 listening to this.
No, there was 46 people on Lewiscope. Fuckface.
46.
Yeah. Yeah, more people than listen to Tuesdays with faggots.
We have.
Can't use the F
first
word.
First of all, we had Mateo on one time. 46. What's that? The age you won't reach?
Come on, I got you.
Okay. Someone killed himself on Micah's train, so she's running late.
He was listening to Scopo's act.
No, why?
It would have been better if
it
you said,
been...
was she doing stand-up?
Yes, that's
you
clearly.
Really just suck.
No, yeah. Scopo, though. It was
no,
a knock on Scopo.
No,
Mike
know.
Is funny.
Yeah, but it would have been funny if you said, oh, God. Do you explain it to him?
It would have been funnier if you said it the other way.
Yes.
Okay.
You're dumb.
Well, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
But you hustle.
Yeah.
I want to suck a lady dick.
Listen,
just
let's get into it. Can I introduce the fucking show?
For my birthday.
Bob, he doesn't want you to be the host. He wants to be the host.
Well, all right, then go ahead and be the host.
I don't want to be the host. I want to cure my neck and suck the lady jizz.
That's what I'm getting. You're going to get lady guy jizz is how you cure cancer, throat cancer. Introduce everybody, Scopo.
To my right, we have Greg Stone returning. How you doing, Greg?
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Greg.
Thanks for having me.
I forgot your name when you came, but and then Joe gave me shit. But we met twice.
Twice.
In life.
Not even, actually.
And you look different now because you have a beard.
I don't have a beard. What are you talking about?
You have a
not
beard.
Shaven.
You're not
beard?
You're unshaven.
I had a beard last time. A great beard.
Oh, well, that's why I didn't recognize you.
I mean, this is hurting more.
Fuck, I took a shot in the dark at that one. As soon as I said it, I'm like, no. All right.
Speaking of great beards, have you met my girlfriend? Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming back. You guys were just hanging out up front. And with Joe, you went over for the birthday party.
Yeah, yeah.
To the Flamagos Italian restaurant.
Lombardi's.
Whatever. And and you had some pizza, and you came back, and you're hanging out, and now you're up here.
It's great to know that how to get on this podcast. Just be standing outside.
With pizza.
And with pizza, and they will bring you up.
I'm not supposed to eat carbs, but I've been shoveling them in my face.
There's no carbs in Lombardi's pizza.
You're crazy. And, of course, we got the fucking...
He has 14.
The hashtag.
Hashtag the show, bitch.
Dirty knuckled hashtag.
Hashtag the show, bitch. Puerto Rican rattlesnake, real ass dude. Artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio. Kevin Brennan killer. Lewis J. Gomez.
His knuckles would be more tan if they weren't scraped.
Well, if
racist.
What? No, it wasn't racist. You're a fucking monkey that you scrape your knuckles on the ground.
I hear the word monkey.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks. Listen, what do you mean, Kevin Brennan killer? You think you took him out?
I took him down last night.
You did?
Took him down a peg.
Did Did you take him down a peg?
I took him down a peg.
What do you mean you took him down? I don't think you took him down a peg at all.
I called him. I yelled at him.
You called in. You didn't really yell. Yeah, I know when you yell, you were kind of subdued. And you you made niceies. You didn't fight. You made niceies.
He made niceies. He
backed
down.
Yeah, but you accepted the niceies.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
He didn't back down. He was like,
why do you always got to get somebody else's fucking back over mine, Bob?
Wow, that's a statement you make a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing with fucking Cowhead.
I've seen Bobby defend you.
I defend you more than you know.
Yeah, he does. One time.
And I defended you yesterday when I hosted Anthony Cumia's show. I defended you.
Plus that
while
time,
wearing a fucking Legion of Skanks hoodie. So that's double defense.
Remember that time we were at the cellar table and everybody was saying he sucked? You were the one saying he was decent.
Hey, remember when Esty brought that up?
Yeah, you said he's got a couple good ones. And she said, no, he doesn't. I remember.
No.
No, I didn't. I just want you to fight with Kevin.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Well, you want to start a podcast war? You know, you bring your fucking heat to me, I'm going to bring it back. Everyone knows that.
Everybody?
Was it a podcast war, or you just made it a podcast war?
No. He made it a fucking podcast war, and then we finished it.
He's literally trashed everybody.
I don't give a shit. You don't trash me. Trash everybody else.
But nobody can trash you?
Not him. You need 10,000 Twitter followers to trash me, or I don't accept it.
That's actually, I kind of agree with that. I accept that. All right, who else we got? We got, of course, Joe List.
Hey, buddy.
Thought I was doing it.
Sorry.
Sorry,
I stepped in.
The Truth, Joe List is here.
Yo, Scope.
Hey, Joe.
All right.
Hey, buddy.
Joey, it's your birthday.
Tomorrow's my birthday, but tomorrow I might be dead. I got a throat thing for still.
Oh, God. Happy birthday, brother. How old are you?
34.
34 years old. Wow.
Yeah.
Why you better hurry?
What do you mean?
Oh, shit, we're the exact same age.
You know what? Then you're fine.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that me and Joe, we were born a few days apart. I also just turned 34.
Is your birthday too?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
So happy birthday, buddy.
And his son's birthday is my sobriety date.
No,
so we have
shit.
A lot of interconnection.
Happy birthday, next buddy. I didn't know it was your birthday.
And my sobriety date is the date that Sarah first cheated on Joe.
Sarah cheated on you?
Yeah, one time.
She did?
I don't think so. I think he's trying to, like, you know, get under my skin.
Why would you pick that?
I don't know.
Why would you pick that? You know he's very sensitive about his girl.
By the way, it was nice seeing your ex-girlfriend. She looks great.
She does look
good. He did compliment her boots right in front of me. I wanted to punch him in his chest.
Tell you this.
What do you mean, the nice boots? I could have said body.
She was walking up by
herself.
Believe
me, I could have.
And I haven't seen B in a long time. And I was on the phone with my wife. When she was walking up, I was like, wow, who's that? And I was like, hey. And then she was like, hey. I'm like, oh, B, shit.
Well, I was walking up and you were talking to her. And we just saw from a distance. I thought there was a fat Mexican guy hitting on B. I was going to run over and punch him in the head.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm a psycho.
But she's not yours anymore.
I know.
Would you really fight somebody?
No, not at all. I'm dating. I'm out there. I told her to date. I was like, go date.
Really? What'd she say? I've been.
She said, I don't need your permission, you fucking dumb ape.
Who else we got?
Last we have Jason Cantor here.
Jason Cantor. And this is your first time on the show.
Yeah, first time.
And you were roommates with Joe?
And Chris took Jason's room.
Jason's room. Yeah. Where did you go?
I'm in Upper East Side / Spanish Harlem.
Oh, really?
99th Street. I'm like straddling the border. Right.
Are you
yeah,
with?
Didn't you get that fucking deal?
He won.
Yeah. He won one of those housing lotteries.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The arts.
$34 million.
Can I talk to him? Can I podcast?
You wouldn't even know that if I didn't just say that.
Yeah, I know. But
he would
now
just sat there nervously staring at you.
But you said it, and now I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. It's called Showwise.
Show-wise.
Be show-wise. Joe, you all right?
I'm trying to figure out what the fuck show-wise is.
Don't you worry about it.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Where's he's got
show-wise.
I was about to ask where the bomb bandana is. Of course it's on Lewis's. Go ahead. What is this? What did you win?
One of those housing lotteries. You know, you put your name in a... It used to be in some sort of a hat. But
for actors or something?
Yeah, it's an artist housing. Yeah, so it's like they put $50 million into a schoolhouse from like 1898.
And you got picked.
Yeah, there were 53,000 people applied, and I'm one of, there's like 89 units there.
And you got one. Is it nice?
It's pretty nice. It's like a lofted thing. It's got, the ceilings are, I don't know, 15, 17 feet high.
How many rooms? How many square feet?
Dan Soder still has to bend his head down to get in.
460 square feet.
And you rent it or own it?
I rent it, but in perpetuity. Like, I never have to leave.
That's nice.
Do you mind me asking how much?
It's low. It's, yeah, it's, people are going to be angry at me.
$550 a month.
Less than that.
What?
Yeah.
It's less than that? It's less than $550 a month?
Wow. $494.
So you, but
holy
shit.
Shit.
What?
Wow.
So you could literally just never become a headliner.
You're just, your life is done. This is what you do now.
I went from taking exclusively feature work to exclusively MC work now. So.
No, but I mean, joking, but I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I think one of the motivating factors in becoming successful in anything is the desire to have something, you know, more or bigger or blah, blah, blah. But if somebody gave me a house in Boston back when I was going to leave, yeah, I don't know if I would have left. I would have been like, fuck it, I got a house. I'll just stay here and do the Colons and hang out with fucking Steve Sweeney every weekend. But, you know, to have an apartment like that, you don't have to worry about rent. You know, you don't have to come up with two bills.
You can't give it away, though, right? You have to stay there.
Yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of rules about what you have to do to.
You can't sublet it.
Can't sell. Yeah, that's one of the, like, you would get kicked out.
Is it all new stuff?
It's all, yeah, it's brand new.
You have to let the landlord bang him in the ass. God.
Exclusively gay sex. No heterosexual sex allowed.
You have to fuck guys only?
They make me fuck guys, yeah.
But he kind of likes it.
It's worth it, though. Guys. Under five?
And it's in an old haunted schoolhouse.
Well, it's not haunted. It's just a, you know, Spanish school.
Well, that was one of the...
I bailed out of racism halfway through that. I should have just pulled the trigger. You know, because I should have just picks kill each other. Hey, I said that because, you know, you're Spanish.
That's true. We have these community meetings. Like, every month they have these, like, whatever. It's like a... I don't even understand. They have like adult talent show type thing where everyone like meets downstairs. There's like musicians that play, you know, they
so
play
some artists.
Piano stuff. It's, yeah, it's all artists. But one of the first meetings, because it is like a lot of, you know, some hippy dippy artists and shit.
Yeah.
And they were talking about like the ghosts, like evidently some janitor killed himself in this building years back and there was a kid died. And they were like, people were legitimately worried about the ghosts in the building. I'm like, I'm worried. We live like, I guess between 96th and like 101st is the most dangerous part of all of Manhattan, like the most armed robberies.
Where
I'm,
is
like,
it
I'm worried about our lives. Five neighbors more than the dead ghosts that are living in here.
Yeah,
99th Street.
I lived on 97th between 3rd and Lex.
Okay, I know
so
exactly,
two blocks up from there. So the projects.
Yeah, it's. I think it was the schoolhouse for the project.
It doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't sound as good now.
It's that crazy old building. I'm sure you remember that.
Yeah, I do. Me and Burr lived up there, and it was Jesus Christ, 18 years ago, whatever the fuck that was. We lived there, and it was kind of, it wasn't that bad, though. It's not that bad of a neighborhood. And now it's not, it's better. It's a lot of high-rises. I mean, even on 97th Street, there's some high-rises.
Yeah, dude, I used to go to the gym on 96th and Lex. That's a nice area right there.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, right? Yeah. That's good, man. What a fucking deal. Now, can you bring a girl in? Can you have a roommate?
No, you're not allowed to have anyone. There's like a rule, 14 straight days, but it'd be pretty hard for them to, you know.
Hold on a minute, time out. You can't bring a girl to visit?
No, you can, yeah, but you can't have a guest longer than 14 days.
What if you get married?
Yeah, what if you get married?
I think you have to move out.
So if you get married, you gotta fucking go.
And then I gotta pay a ton of money, so I gotta save up.
Really?
You gotta really love a bitch to leave that situation.
I don't know if you call her a bitch, if you love her.
So you get penalized for leaving early?
Yeah, you just.
What
have
are you
to
fucking 5 minutes behind the conversation?
Well, I didn't catch that part. Yeah, he said he has
the part where he has to
fine.
Move the fuck out.
Yeah, I don't know because there is you can apply for other ones like if you have a kid and shit like that. Like,
really?
It's like
say,
a life.
If you have a kid.
But I don't know if you have to get back into the lottery situation or if it's,
you can't. You can't do the lottery. Yeah. You'll never get back in.
I still fill them out for our new buildings that come up though.
Why?
Just to be a bastard.
You're a fucking scumbag. If you get another one, I swear to God, I'll punch you in the face.
But you say that, but you don't fill them out.
I did fill out a few of them, and I got into not even it wasn't a lottery, but it was like another artist type housing thing. I didn't take it because it was too far for my kid.
I would fill these out. Where do you go?
Yeah, you should be filling them.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, where are these things?
$3.
I'm gonna fucking fill one out. I got a wife and kid in a house in Westchester. I want a fucking crash pad. I want a fucking bang pad.
Can you do that? Can you get another apartment and keep that?
Technically, no. That it needs to be your like primary residence.
Well, how will they know?
I'll
get you a Coke, you fucking poor asshole.
There's Coke's in the fridge.
Yeah, there's right behind you. There's a Coke.
Bobby, I'm not poor.
Yeah, you are. You're brown.
We discussed it on the last show.
Listen,
just kidding.
Luis
Sorry,
Gomez
everybody.
Makes money. He has
Luis
those.
J. Gomez.
Jesus Christ, I can't win with you.
Get your Legion of Skanks diapers. Limited time only. They're available for 1 week only.
They come with shit in them.
I liked it.
Thank
he put
you.
His notebooks in there.
Okay. I don't write.
What notebooks?
Oh, boy. Luis beat you to a good zing there. Yeah, Luis beats other people to his own zing.
Yep.
That's pretty interesting.
Why did it get weird?
Because Bobby's sucking on a fucking throat drop.
Why are you taking food in your mouth when you're hosting a show?
It's a fucking we can lozenge hear it. From my throat.
We can hear it.
You have lozenges this whole time? You've been riddled with cancer for 3 weeks.
I did.
And you're hoarding lozenges.
I did a podcast before. I don't lose my voice. That's all. I put a lozenge in. I'm sorry.
It's a fucking, it's a Werther's original.
Will
shut
you call
up.
Dr. Bill?
It's Dr. Steve, first of all, you fucking ass. And number two, you're fine. And number three.
There was no number one.
I want to suck girl pee pee too.
All right. Now it comes back around.
Would you really blow a shemale?
No.
So you're not attracted to him?
No. But it's a fun thing to say.
Oh, so you really wouldn't sleep with a shemale?
No, but great. I do wish, we've talked about this before, I do wish, like, a girl gets the satisfaction of performing oral sex and something bursts into their mouth. I like that idea. Like, a girl just comes, it's just, it's drippy and
like
whatever.
A gusher, yeah.
It's not like, a, it doesn't, you're like, in the back of the throat, like, I win.
Would you let a girl blow you, a tranny blow you?
No.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm in a relationship.
That's the first
big reason.
Okay. Yeah, well, she cheats. Sarah was like, yeah, no
problem. If I was single, I wouldn't be particularly comfortable with it. I'm not into the scene.
But you didn't know she had a little pee-pee.
I didn't know. Obviously, I would.
But then you find out after.
That's crazy.
I have a friend who will remain nameless, but he hooked up with a chick. Like, it was like a stripper after a show.
Yeah.
And he fucked her in the back seat. And she was like, oh, I need my lube. And he was like, that's weird that you need lube for your vagina. She lifted it up and then he fucked her. And then afterwards they found out she was a post-op tranny.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm into it.
Not the post-op.
Yeah, no.
I mean, anything.
I told that to Bobby once.
Wait
and
a
was like, he was like,
dude, what the fuck?
The minute me and my girlfriend break up, I'm gonna anything. Everything.
Really?
Fuck it all.
You have a girlfriend?
I got a girlfriend for like 8 years. I'll fuck anybody.
Do you like her?
She's the best. I mean, we are not attracted to each other, but I love her.
Listen, dude. What the fuck?
She might as well be post-op. She needs a lube. I don't turn her on. I haven't turned her on in years.
Are you kidding me?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I got to go to the post office to
eight
drop
years
off my taxes.
Together. Why? You think that's bad?
That you want to break up and fuck trannies?
I don't want to break up with her. I love her. She's the best.
So you love her. You want to be with her.
But if
you,
she died.
What the fuck?
If she died,
yeah.
I would try everything.
You'd fuck everything.
Why not?
What about her dead body?
If I can't, if I get there, I'm not. Like, I don't care. If I get there and it's this woman's hot and she's got a dead
body. How old are you?
34?
I think in this day and age right now where we are with sexuality, I think if I was single, if my wife dumped me, I would do the same thing.
Why not?
I would fuck everybody.
Would you hook up with
me
a man?
On, I just a dude? A straight up
a dude.
Not
dude.
Like, yeah, but a hot dude. Not like just any dude.
Gullman?
Deepu.
No, not Gullman.
I'll fuck Deepu.
Deepu's not hot.
Deepu's the handsomest fucking
Indian?
Arab I've ever seen in my entire life.
He's got great eyes. Yeah, but that's like saying the funniest Puerto Rican. It doesn't.
And they really are just like gross people. But he's fucking gorgeous for one.
A lot of
Deepu's gorgeous.
He's very good looking.
I stand behind it.
Yeah.
I would not. He does nothing for
do you
me.
I'm constantly
do you think
told.
Get hotter, Bobby?
Huh?
You think you get hotter than him?
Indian guy? Yeah. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'd get one that's trimmed up a little bit.
Find me a better looking Indian guy than Deepu.
Aziz.
Aziz
is not better looking than
Deepu. I think Deepu is better than
Deepak Chopra.
Aziz.
I don't know. I just don't like hairy guys.
I'm a Chopra man.
Well, then Indians are just out of the question, I guess.
Not all of them.
And Italians.
Russell Peters isn't that the hairy.
He's not a handsome guy, though. No.
That's
like
a sign that you're straight. When you're trying to pick a guy to fuck, and you want like a little petite guy who's clean shaven, that means you're not gay.
When I pick a girl, I go with giant, huge back muscles.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
No, really?
I mean, why not? I mean, I'm not attracted to men, but I don't say. I mean, but why wouldn't you want to come doing it? I want to come. I want all the coming.
I tell you this.
Coming
right
everything.
Now, This. What about her?
I'd fuck her.
That's a dude.
Good.
She's gorgeous, though.
But it's
no,
not
she's
a
not.
Dude.
Michelle Firestone.
She has,
she's
no,
not hot.
She has man face.
I don't care.
That's what
Michelle
I said.
Michelle Firestone
man
is fuck. One of the. I mean, I love Bailey J.
Yeah.
She's my friend.
Don't ever say that. Bailey J is perfect.
Bailey J is hot.
Bailey J is hot. I do. I love her. But because she's my friend and I'm friends with her husband and we're really good friends, like that part of it is turned off. And I knew because I'll know. But this Michelle Firestone is. Oh
she's not
God.
That
but
hot. See, there's way better trannies out there. Dude,
she looks like the type of Jersey girl I like.
Post up? Oh, I do like those.
No. She's got a fucking male.
But how come that you're saying that's a dude, but Bailey's a girl? You're giving preferential treatment to your friend.
No, Michelle is a girl.
But you said dude.
Yeah, but I said it to you guys so you understood.
Yeah, barely that can't she, take a punch.
I was trying to say that is a transsexual. I should have said it that way.
I keep it a little politically correct.
You're right.
By the way, people have been taking my political correct ironic upsets as serious. People are like, what are you, fucking the police?
Well, you're very monotone.
I'm joking.
You're one tone.
Yeah, you're PC police.
Yeah,
you're one tone.
Social
one
justice
tone.
Warrior.
I keep going, Bobby. That's insensitive. And people are like, hey, why don't you fucking relax, you douche?
I don't even
like,
know why. Why do we have to fucking treat transsexuals like they don't have a problem, though?
What do you mean?
What the fuck?
That's just huge.
Hold on. I have anger problems. I have to admit that I have like a defect, right? Like,
you're wearing a TS shirt right now.
Yeah, but anger problem leads to fighting and violence, whereas that doesn't lead to anything. That doesn't lead to anything except just something different.
No, I'm just saying, look, I have friends that are transgendered. I mean, I'm legit. I went and watched a UFC fight with a transgendered girl who's like a friend of mine.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
Big J. It's a woman. Big Bailey J.
No, I don't want to name
Big
her name.
Big J.
Do I know her?
I don't think so. She comes to comedy shows
all
the time.
She lives in Canada. She goes to another school.
But now, was she hot?
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute. You know, she's listening.
Is she cute?
She's cute. No, look, from
is it Sue?
No, it's not Sue.
I had a trainee show, dude. I had a whole trainee.
I know.
We had five trainees in here.
Five
right?
trainees. Yeah.
I'd make out with Sue. Why not? But look, I'm just saying, if I have to admit that my anger problem is a psychological defect, yeah. I think transgender people have to admit that they have a psychological defect.
What?
See, but the word defect.
They
want
to chop their dicks off.
No, they don't. Not all of them.
A lot of them.
Not a lot of them.
Most of them.
No, some of them just have penises and think they're females. They're more female inside.
They are more fucked up than the ones that want to chop their dicks
Come
off.
Come on, son.
See, I'm on Lewis's side in this one. I don't understand.
Dude, you have a free
house.
Hang
on. Yeah.
Why would you take a side of anything?
Because now I can, because I'm not going to be homeless. I don't have to worry about it.
I hate to say it. I'm sorry. But like the whole thing with defect, the only thing that makes it a defect is if it can't exist in society. The difference between gay and pedophile is pedophile is a defect because you want to fuck children, which is a problem. Gay just makes you want to do something else. It doesn't
matter.
Say defect,
dude,
you
don't thing. Hold on.
You really want to suck a dick,
dude? I'll suck all the dicks. No, I don't.
Greg,
I'm
if
not
you
attracted
don't,
to it, but I don't like.
If you don't want to procreate, if you're insane, even if you're a straight male or straight woman, and you say I don't want to have kids. I think you have a mental defect. You're going against nature.
You're not. What if nature wants us to have less people on Earth?
They don't.
How do you know?
How do you?
Are
know?
You
what
nature?
Nature does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How do you know? Because this is what we do. We procreate.
How do you know the evolution of?
Okay, you're right. You guys are right. I'm wrong. We're not supposed to be procreating. How fucking stupid am I?
But if it's not like every gay. If
can you not fucking just turn into a baby when someone disagrees with you? I'm right. I'm wrong. You're right. Okay. I'm going on. Fucking grow up.
You grow the fuck up.
I agree with your first assessment that there's something off if you want to chop your dick off. But this thing about the procreation. That I don't believe in that either.
Can I just pause and let he's a little quieter than everybody else. He's
no, been I'll let everyone scream there.
He's been trying to say something.
He used to scream until he got that free house. Now he's calm, cool, and collected.
As far as the I don't know about the word defect, but yeah, like something is off, and just like I don't have a problem if you have a dick and you want to fuck other people with dicks, mm-hmm. you are a homosexual, and that's fine. But yeah. I don't get I'm a lady, but I still have a dick and I fuck dudes. Like that's a
fucking defect if there's ever been a defect.
Well, why is it it's a defect?
I'm not saying that they should be put into a fucking oven like the Jews. I'm saying that it's a fucking defect.
But I'm saying
sorry, Michael.
Welcome
to Jews.
You can't cook them twice, Lewis.
Listen, I want to say this. We it's a defect says who? Why is it a defect? Who said that?
No, you're not allowed to say that. That's the point.
But who said it's a defect?
Me. I just said it.
Why?
Because it's against fucking nature. That's not normal.
Why is it against
nature? If I went to cut my hand off, you'd be like, guys, we should maybe get Lewis some help because he wants to cut his hand off. He wants to be a
but a
hand off
is a thing because then that's going to make you, like, it's.
A hand off is a thing. Or a lateral. You can do a forward pass. However, you got to move the ball forward.
If it doesn't hurt anyone else, it's not a defect.
Hold on. All right, fine. Forget the word defect. It's just not fucking normal.
Yes.
What's normal?
When they take away the boys and girls sections in department stores and go, oh, well, we don't want to hurt the feelings of transgendered people, which are 0.001% of the population, it's just like, come on, why are we playing this game like that's this fucking normal
thing? I don't think that's
what
they want.
They
don't want that. They don't want that. They want to just, if she's a transgendered woman, she's going to go use the ladies' room. I mean, yes, it's going to be weird seeing her stand up and pee, but she just wants to go use the ladies' room because in her brain, in her body, she's a woman. She has a penis and, that's beautiful. All right, so
if in my body, if I'm a dragon in my head, in my brain.
Yeah, what do all trannies have huge dicks?
Not all of them, you fucking pervert.
Everyone I've seen has a huge dick.
Yeah, all the good
that's
ones.
That's because the ones that show their dicks off have the big dicks. Yeah, the little dicks don't show off their dicks.
Yeah, like in porn.
Yeah, all you have to do is type in fucking like...
small
like,
tranny dick?
Yeah. Well, you can do that.
Every dick I've ever seen ever has a big dick. That's why they're showing me the dick.
No, I've seen little dick.
No, like, no one's like ever the seen Thai girls have small little peckas.
What? Wow. That was horrific.
No, that wasn't a joke. That was a statement.
That was a statement.
Oh, I didn't
that's true.
That.
Oh, it's not funny. It's a statement.
Yeah, I love that.
Thai girls, the Thai shemales, have little Thai boy peckers.
They should go to overtime. Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Hey, Micah got here. Do you want to introduce Micah?
Hi, Micah. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Somebody died on your train?
I hope so. That's the only reason I'd accept a delay like that.
Really? What happened?
They were like, they said it was an injury at Montrose, but I'm like, it's a fucking death because I'm sitting on this train for 10 minutes. I had to like run out.
Really?
Bushwick. There's no cabs. I'm running to the J train.
Where the fuck do you
Spanish
live?
Ladies. Bushwick.
Is that good or bad?
I just moved there a couple days ago, and so far, people are dying on the trains.
Is it a good wick or a bad wick? That was so good on so many levels.
I mean, you should fucking... That was a bomb, and Micah just nervously laughed. She didn't know any better.
You've never seen Wizard of Oz.
We don't laugh at everybody's
jokes.
We don't
laugh here?
Not unless it's really funny.
Okay, if you had parents, you would have seen The Wizard of Oz and recognized that that was a good one.
My parents were alive when The Wizard of Oz was out, Joe.
They just didn't take you.
I'm not 50 like you. It wasn't in the theaters when I was a kid.
You want to go wordier? I'm not 50 like you. I wasn't in the theaters when you were a kid, and I wasn't, and my parents are dead.
No wonder you don't like it. There's no place like home. You have, like, no home.
Oh, shit. I make money. I'm Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
They called you Louie on MLC.
Yeah, they did call you Louie.
What the hell's MLC?
Misery Loves Company. He just to catch you up here... my man Jason over here, JJ.
Becoming a woman. Knew
no,
it.
No, no, no.
Becoming defected.
I tell you this, if you shaved, if anybody in the room was going to become a woman, it would be him. Because underneath the beard and stuff like that, he has a very gentle woman face.
I'm an ugly
like
woman.
Like a very, really?
Yeah.
I think you'd be a pretty woman.
I wore
woman.
A wig one time. I'm a really
oh, you did?
Woman, yeah.
I don't
makeup
know.
On, yeah, it's bad.
If you shaved,
like a harsh, like pro wrestler head.
But you have yeah, woman lips. Sexy lips.
Thanks.
Yeah, you've got a Mom's Mably kind of look.
Mom's Mably?
Yeah, whatever.
Mably? Well, it makes people Mably.
You know, it's... What
that's
is the this?
Bomb, Dana. If you bomb a joke, that
but that
goes
wasn't
to
a
you.
Bomb. That was a mispronunciation.
Yeah, that was a mispronunciation.
Yeah, but it was a joke that because she mispronounced it, nobody
yeah,
laughed.
Let her ease in. She just sat down.
No. Oh, really? Really? That's what we're doing. This is why I have fucking problems with women in general. It's because you go, oh,
defect is showing.
Fucking
Lewis, I hate women as much as anyone. I just care about the bomb, Dana, and I want it held up to a high standard.
Yes.
You can't just mispronounce something and get a bomb, Dana.
No, it was what a joke. She didn't mispronounce a fucking sentence. You mispronounce a joke and it didn't get a laugh.
Why?
Because of the mispronunciation.
Is that why do you hate women?
I don't hate women.
You don't hate women.
Love women.
You don't hate them, really?
What's up, ladies? What's up, girls?
How about Lewis has been hit and scratched and pissed on by 90 women.
Yeah, I have.
And he thinks it's their fault.
What
it
do
is
you
their
mean?
Fault. No, I mean, because on International Women's Day, I posted a thing saying that I've all these shit that all evil shit that women have done to me. And then I was like, oh, but men are inherently privileged. And it was like, you know, I've been hit, I've been punched, scratched, called a faggot.
We
nigger,
have a different group. We have a different group than we had that day.
Jew,
Greg, you ever been hit by
boy.
A woman?
Oh, I got kicked in the balls.
Done. Not in elementary school.
Wait a minute.
Six
wait, yes. Stop for one second.
After eighth grade.
What? So after
eighth grade,
have you,
so that
have you ever
count?
Been hit by a girl?
I have. I got smacked by like a drunk person, but I wouldn't count it.
Why doesn't
like
that count? Angry.
Because she was just in a bar and she was just smacking everybody.
No, the point is, have you been hit by a woman?
That does count.
Yes or no? Have you been
hit by a woman?
I've been hit in the face multiple times when I was in college.
But what were you doing?
I went to Ohio State.
Were you trying to hold her?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Shut up. To the point.
Were you trying to hold her down in a bush?
I was hooking up with a girl, and then I went down in her kitchen to like get water or something.
That's what they call it.
And then the roommate came home, and the roommate didn't know who I was because the girl picked me up at a bar.
Right.
And she's like, what are you doing? Who are you? And I was like, I'm no one. And then I just kept in. I would not answer any of her questions. She's like, she kept getting
you're
more and
a piece
more angry.
Of shit.
And she was
what
in my
fuck
face.
Is that?
And she fucking slapped me in the
well,
face.
Well, that's a little weird.
Wait, you're just a home intruder.
House.
What?
What's that?
She thought you were robbing her house.
Yeah, I was drunk. It was fucking 1996.
Yeah, but that's not her fault. That's your fault.
Yeah. Oh no, no. I was. Yeah, it was completely my fault. And she slapped me. She slapped me 5 or 6 times, and I kept going, "Hit me harder!" And then eventually, she got scared, and she just turned and ran out of the room. And called
I'm
her brother.
I'm scared now. Actually. Yeah.
That's your male privilege: is that you can pretend to be a robber and they'll run away from you.
20 years ago, it's pretty funny at the time.
I that is kind of.
I went back to the bar. My friends loved it.
But if that's gonna be your worst women frat story. He's a fucking... He's Nelson Mandela.
Have you been hit by other women, though? Girlfriends arguing, they smacked you, kicked you in the balls.
Yeah, yeah, you get wrestled around a little bit, yeah. But yeah. But
how about Bobby, have you?
Because
I'm starting to think I'm a piece of shit, because 100% of the men I've asked have been hit.
I've never been hit by a woman. I was at one time a girl, but I was with a sexually perverted girl once, and she scratched me because she wanted brownies. She's like, I want brownies. Like, I'm going to get you brownies.
Sounds like a thin guy.
I go, relax. She went, get me brownies. And she scratched my face.
Bobby's like, I'm going to use that move.
And I was like, you motherfucker. And I tied her up.
How good were those brownies?
I tied her up and left her.
No, you did not.
Yeah. Oh, for an hour. She was so mad.
Would you fuck a brownie?
Yeah.
Not the dessert, the group.
No, I would not fuck a brownie. No, I've never been hit by a girl. Never.
Never.
Thank
not
you.
Even in high school, kicked in the balls by some chick. Just to be in, because you were being a dick, and she was like, fuck you.
No, because I had guy friends who were kind of abusive to women back in junior high, and not really high school, because then I got sober, but I used to be the guy that walked the girl home all the time. I felt bad. I never believed, you know what I mean? I always felt like shit when I saw that happen, like for the girl. I saw guys spit in their faces, and they would fight and smack them back, and I'd walk them home, make sure they got home all right. I never liked that shit. I never got into that. And the girl never hit me, because I've never did anything to a chick for her to hit me.
You're also 5'6".
Huh?
Nothing.
I'm 5'8", fucking ass face. The fuck does that mean? What does height have to do with it?
I was just saying.
You hit a girl, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I said, I've been hit by girls.
Never hit a girl?
Never hit a girl
in my
life.
Look at me in the eyes.
I'm looking
don't
you in
blink,
the eyes.
Please, because that fucking thing is still there.
No, it's like, not. It's fucking gone.
But it's a little swollen.
In my memory, it is.
How many times have you been hit by a woman?
I've been hit by almost every girl that I've ever encountered.
What did they hit you for?
Just being a dick.
Because like they're bad people.
Give me an example.
I mean, my ex, she would just get, we'd argue and she'd fucking go to just punch me in the face over anything.
She got that mad at you, she tried to punch
you? Yeah.
What'd you do, laugh?
No.
What'd you do?
I'd fucking call her a dumb cunt. I don't know. I don't remember.
Did you shove?
Why did she want to hit you?
Because...
I'm kidding.
Don't mean to push, but I'm being shoved.
Anyways.
It's a Pearl Jam band.
I can't believe you've never been hit by a woman, Bobby.
Nah, I've never been hit by a woman. I mean, I don't... I, look,
your mom?
No. Yeah, me and my mom
No,
fought.
That fucking counts.
Well, no, it doesn't.
No, mom doesn't
hold on.
Count.
Yes, it does. Actually, the
it's discipline.
No, it's not discipline.
When mom hits me, it was discipline.
That's the problem, actually, with people. You look at parents hitting children who are the most innocent creatures in the
Buddy,
fucking world.
But listen, okay, fine. But I wasn't an innocent creature. I was a fucking raving alcoholic, robbing people.
So your mom was only hitting you when you robbed people and were drinking?
I don't know. I can't say that.
Probably not.
Right? Mom,
she probably
cut
probably
my
beat
hair.
Your ass when you were four, right?
I didn't like it.
I got
as early as you can remember, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I got
your mom fucked up.
Well, stop fucking forcing me down a path, you fucking fucking hit you right now. I'm saying that my stepfather did a lot. My mother didn't do any of that. My mother would give me a spanking or a couple times. I remember doing some fucking stupid shit, but I was a little cunt at the time. But later in life, I would get hit. But I got hit before that interim thing where I was a kid. I got hit by the guy. The man was the abuser,
right?
Not my mother.
My mother would spank me if I asked nicely.
Yeah,
I
got hit by the fucking Billy Manchington would fucking hit me. I mean, punch me, close-fisted.
Yeah, my mom would punch me close-fisted.
No, my mom didn't do that.
My mom would hit me with fucking jars.
My mom punched me, knocked me the fuck into a hamper once when I came home shit-faced. It's not okay for me to be drinking at fucking 10.
I know, but the reaction shouldn't be letting me punch my kid in the face. Maybe that's why you're drinking at 10, because you had fucking people beating you up all the time.
Maybe, but the fact is, it was a different time. They didn't know what to do back then. Now we know what, we have a lot more information.
No, but here's the funny part.
Of what to be.
75% of people are still punching their kids in the fucking face.
That's you made
look
that
up the
up.
Numbers,
75%
motherfucker.
Why do I have to look up the numbers?
Because I've looked it up.
In what
show
country?
Show me where it says that.
In this country, 75% of people spank.
I'm supposed to just trust you with a fucking percentage?
Look it up.
You said punch in
somebody
the face.
Somebody looking it up. What is the 75% of what?
75% of people spank their kids as young as
Puerto Ricans.
As young as 75%
of children cry about getting punched all the time.
That was pretty funny.
As of 2014. One second.
Are you getting it?
40%.
In India, they just fucking drown the girls.
True.
What? That's China.
Whatever.
Why are you researching all the different
it's
ways people
hilarious.
Beat children?
Yeah, what, do you have any?
I can't
no,
come
it's
40% without
right. 40% of teens say they've been hit or nearly 40. Hit.
Hold on,
while.
No.
40.
40% of teens say they've been hit. I'm talking about look at the amount of parents that are smacking their kids. The percentage.
I already have the pull up. It says 70% to 90% of parents hit or slap their children.
Oh!
Yes, spanking.
Lewis is right. Lewis is right.
Nobody else joined in.
Yeah. Lewis isn't white.
I don't hit my kid. I tell you this. Can I say this, though? I
hit your kid.
I want to sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes, dude, when he does some foul shit and you know he knows.
He's three. He doesn't do anything foul.
He bit my wife.
That's not foul.
He bit her as hard. Fuck you, it's not foul.
She loves it.
You're going to leave your bloody, Lewis. That eye's going to open right
the
fuck
up. Bobby,
no, Bobby, Bobby.
My eyes are fucked up.
I have to clean it up.
It's fucking bleeding-eyed horny toad over here.
I think Lewis actually fell out of the chair, by the way.
You ever fucking say anything? I swear to God.
Dude, would you remember one time you almost fucking punched me? What did I say about her?
I don't know.
You said she mentioned her boobs, and I went, mm. And we flipped down.
I was going to hit you right in your fucking head. This is swear to God, I'll fucking hit you with this mic stand. And the I'll never do a YKWD again.
So this is how people in overpriced housings behave?
Yeah. Well, this says people with families and houses.
Lewis doesn't have a family. He has a son.
That was
come
mean.
On, that was gold.
That was gotta mean. That fucking hurt me. So I just pictured fucking poor James looking this way and that way. Do I go with mommy or daddy?
That's not that.
Right, nice talking to you.
Was your mom drinking when she threw you in the hamper?
No, my mom doesn't drink. She wasn't drinking. Smoked a little pot. I remember that. But she wasn't an alcoholic. She never had a problem. It was I had the problem. I was fucking drunk. I was drinking at 10.
If I had a problem, I'd solve it. Check out the hook while the DJ revolves
Bobby,
it.
If you're drinking at 10, you do realize that that really isn't your fault. You're not a fuck up. Somebody else fucked up raising you because you were out drinking at 10.
Yeah.
Your kid's not going to drink at 10.
No, you never know, though, man. Look, there's a lot of...
Westchester?
You'd
be doing coke at 10.
You're absolutely right, yeah. Dude. There's a heroin fucking crazy heroin problem in Scarsdale right now, which is the best schools in the country because they can afford to buy the fucking drugs. So that's where they go. Elmsford, where the school, it's a 4 out of 10, there's not a drug problem because the kids can't afford to buy the drugs.
Yeah, and no matter what you do with your kid, that problems come up. They have anxiety, school's
hard. Yeah, you don't know
my parents were super nice and sweet, and I'm a fucking lunatic. I can't stop blinking. I have cancer in my neck, and I'm gay. I made up the part about the gay, but the rest is true.
Yeah, you can't teach somebody to be who they are, who their soul is.
First of all, yes, you can.
And souls aren't real.
Your kid is mimicking
you. How many people who grew up in a strict Irish Catholic home were gay and went and sucked cock and lost their family because they couldn't fight who they were?
But that's not from upbringing.
But they tried to make them a boy. They tried to make them a baseball-playing, girl-loving husband, soon-to-be. You know, and they were like, one day, I'm out. I don't like baseball. I like dresses. I love disco, and I'm fucking going to suck.
I'm not sure I follow the point.
Yeah, but just
you're saying that you can make somebody be something.
I'm saying if your kid's a fucking dick, just in general, you have to look at the parents and say, where did they fuck up? Being gay isn't being a dick. You're either born gay or not.
But it's having a dick. Sucking a dick. Licking a dick.
Just get somebody give him the bandana, please.
Come on, dude.
Just throw it right in his face, Mike. Right, that's how it works.
There's a lot of shitty kids, though, that their parents were like super sweet.
But
and
dude,
they turned into
serial killers. You're rent free. Why do you care?
My sister's a piece of shit.
Is she
and
really?
We had the same parents, and you know everyone loves both of our
is
parents.
Is your sister
and,
a piece of shit?
She's getting better, but.
What do you mean a piece of shit? Like, how?
She was just. She's a bad mother, and she, you know, she like swears at the kids and shit.
Really?
Yeah, just fuck. What the fuck are you doing? You know, it's like a 2-year-old.
Wow.
So
I couldn't imagine it. A fucking 2-year-old. Yeah, I guess you're right. I stand corrected, I guess.
No, you get a kid got a bad friend. The kid could just, you go to a school and he just hangs out
he
with
just
some shitty people.
He just said 70% to 90% of the fucking parents hit their kids, which is abuse.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, I'm not saying,
but our parents didn't hit us and they've seriously now questioning in their 60s whether they should have
hit
my sister.
Yeah, but there's also something that happened. If your sister became it doesn't necessarily
can
always
you finish that though? I'm sorry to cut you off. But you say your parents raised you how? They're questioning they should have hit you?
No, well, they're thinking they should have hit my sister
because they didn't.
They did not, and I was not allowed to hit my sister no matter what she did. So she would like, you know, then she would ride me harder because she knew she wasn't going to get.
Oh, sure.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Now you're saying, not like that, you fucking creep.
Sorry.
So you're saying that you shouldn't hit your kids. It's how you raised them, and they raised you guys correctly. Didn't hit you, but she still fucked up.
She's still fucked up, yeah.
But Lewis is saying your dad left. Your dad was a gambling addict. He left.
Yeah, Yeah, there's plenty of ways to fuck up your kids. I'm sure your family's terrible.
Yeah, but you can also have a great
family. It's not just hitting
outside.
Your kids. There's other things that could happen to fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like
that aren't the parents related.
And there's also like
say.
Kids who get bullied. Like for example, like yeah. I don't hit my kid, but I'm gonna send my kid into fucking school one day. And there's other parents that are beating the shit out of their kids, and then they come to school and they fuck up the little kids who aren't getting hit, who can't take a punch.
There's there's no way to boobies shoe boo boobs. Let's get back to sucking tranny dicks.
Well, I mean, I have no problem with that, but.
But some things go wrong. You try to do the best you can. Kids are going to have problems. Some kids don't.
Like,
some
if your kid winds up being gay, would that bother you?
No.
If he wound up being a transsexual, would that bother you?
Yeah.
Why would that bother you?
I don't know. I mean, would it bother me? Yeah, that would bother me.
Why?
Would it bother you that you didn't. You fucked up maybe a little bit?
Because that's a really hard life. Being gay today, in my opinion, is not hard like it was. Like, we are very accepting of gay people, and we celebrate gay people. Transgender people, we're trying to put them in that same category, but we don't. People are still looking at them like they're fucked up and weird, and, you know, it's like, I would feel very... It would break my heart for him to have to not love who he is. Because if he was gay, I know he would love who he is, because we would show him that type of love and acceptance. If he was transgendered, he would not be he would look at himself in the mirror and hate himself. Have you ever spoken to a transgender person about...
I do. Bailey J is one of the most level-headed human beings I know.
Yeah.
And her husband, too. And...
But she's doing porn and fucking on camera. Forget the transgender. Just that alone. Something happened where she doesn't really fucking
love herself.
But
is that bad to do? Using your sexuality to make money?
Yes.
Is that why is that bad?
You're a hooker. I don't know what you want me to say, dude.
No, I'm saying, why is that bad to you? I mean, for somebody to use sexuality to make money as a business, if someone's going to pay
you... Do what you want to do with your body. If my kid was doing porn, I'd feel like I failed as a parent.
Dude, your fighters are like prostitutes then. They're using their body to make money on camera.
It's a sport. It's a little different.
Well, fucking's a sport if you do it right.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, she got you.
How are you fucking these days, Lewis?
What the fuck?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened to you?
I don't know.
Why are you staring at me? Why are you staring at me with that stare?
I mean, no, you can't say that being a fighter. And by the way, if you're a person who wants to get into a cage and fist fight people, chances are something happened in your life earlier on where you're a little fucked.
Exactly the same with porn. Can't you admit that they're very similar? That both things, if we're going to say someone that's a porn is just a whore, crazy, which I don't completely disagree with. I think that's a strange, abnormal way to make a living. If you're willing to get your face fucking punched in and your fucking neck broken in a ring that's caged...
But is
sport or no sport? They're both fucked up ways for you to go.
Yeah, but one's way more fucked up. Setting your legs and fucking on camera is more fucked up than getting involved in a violent sport.
You can get your face bashed in and
die. So, hold on. Football is a way more violent sport. There's more injuries, more deaths than MMA. So if you really want to break it down, are football players fucked up? You disconnect because you're a person. You disconnect from the idea of being punched in the face.
Okay, don't fucking... All right, listen. Have a conversation. Don't fucking...
Are those numbers per capita, by the way? There's millions of people playing football. There's very few playing MMA.
There's no way.
Fucking listen to me. Sexuality to you is different than sexuality to somebody else. Someone who is in porn, maybe sex is not a bad thing.
Max does porn. You don't think you failed as a parent?
No.
Let me answer the question.
Don't try to bully me down your fucking path. Let me answer your fucking question. If Max decided to do porn and he said, Dad, I am okay with sex, I like sex, and I really enjoy it, and I want to go and make money, and I'm going to be safe, and I want to do porn because I like to do it, and I'm good at it, and I make a lot of money at it, I would be like, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. Do it. You don't think comedy was not as dirty as porn, but to my parents... who are all blue collar, you have a business, you work, you get a house, 9 to 5. When I said I want to go do a comedy set, they're like, what are you, a fucking idiot? You're never going to make it. That's horse shit. That's stupid work. And I didn't listen to anybody.
Are you trying to put comedy in the same category?
I'm not. I'm saying that what I wanted to do.
What's wrong with prostitution?
What I wanted to do was what I wanted to do. And I'm not going to let somebody bully and muscle me out of it. And if my son wants to, is fine with his sex. If he's doing it because he's fucked up or he's doing it drug addict.
Nobody is doing porn that isn't fucked up.
Bailey
That's
J
crazy.
Bailey J is not a drug addict.
I've interviewed porn stars.
Bailey J is not a drug addict. She is married. married. The only sex that she has with a man is with her husband. The other sex is with other transgender or women. And it's all done in a professional with a husband.
Right. Bailey J is completely normal. She's a fucking transgendered porn star. You're right, dude. I'm fucking crazy here. She's not fucked up at all, dude. She's completely normal and even keeled.
I think we're all fucked up.
I think if you talk to Bailey, yeah, I know, and that's the point. If I have to admit that I'm fucked up, you're going to tell me that Bailey J isn't a little fucked up?
We're all fucked up.
No, we're not all fucked up. There's plenty of people that are well adjusted that go to 9-to-5 jobs that are just fucking normal.
You don't think they're fucked up?
There's no such thing as fucked up. There is what we accept. You're not fucked up. I accept you. It's what you can't do. If you're fucking up society, you're fucked up. If you're a killer, you're killing people, you're fucked up. But if you're just doing stuff and we go, it's fine. There's no such thing as fucked up.
I've interviewed plenty of porn stars.
We're snowflakes, baby. We're all snowflakes.
There's never been a single porn star that I've spoken.
That was the gayest thing that's been said.
I said I would suck a guy's dick. And
that was way gayer. The snowflakes, yeah. I think that is way gayer.
When I interviewed what's her name, the fucking the MILF porn star, the most famous
Aaliyah
one.
Janine.
No.
Lisa Ann.
When I interviewed Lisa Ann, she broke it down. She was like, "Look, I've been in porn for a long time. I'm one of the most successful porn stars."
Yeah.
She was like, "I've never met somebody in porn who didn't have something fucked up happen in their childhood, who wouldn't admit flat out, hey, I had a fucked up upbringing."
That's
and stuff
true. Every comedian.
That's true of comics.
Every comedy.
True.
Every
what comedy. Comic do you
he
know?
He just said he wasn't.
He
was! His fucking sister!
He just told me his parents
were
normal.
I'm a decent person, though. My sister's shitty to people. All right, this is going to seem like a sidebar, but I was talking to my girlfriend about this. I was talking to my girlfriend about this today. This is a psychological experiment. They taught monkeys what money was. They gave money to monkeys, and the first thing they did was they paid for sex. And the women started collecting money.
I need to stop for once. There's something wrong with you. That's all. Okay, you.
Wait, that was
turn the cameras off. I don't want to get seen laughing at that shit.
That was one of the funniest things ever.
I don't condone it. Get the camera on me. I don't condone it. I did not laugh at it. These smiles are because I love sunlight and unicorns.
So the monkeys did prostitution.
The monkeys got into prostitution immediately. That's the first thing they do. The women, the men got all their money, went to the women to fuck them, and the women were happy to take it.
It's the oldest profession in the world. I think we're missing the point of this, which is we can pay monkeys to fuck them now. No? Did you already say that?
I thought it was funny, but...
No, I didn't get it. Okay. I didn't get it.
We could fuck... Instead of buying don't human prostitutes... We could buy monkey prostitutes. And
like
it's fair because we're paying them, you know?
And they have those pink asses.
I liked it better with the cuteness.
Can you admit, Lewis, that MMA fighting... is more dangerous. It's almost more fucked up than porn because it's more dangerous. You can get your fucking head broken.
Kevin Nealon here.
By the way, I'm friends with people who do porn. I'm not saying that they're bad people.
I know.
I'm just saying if my kid did porn, I would feel like I fucked up because he needs some sort of attention. He needs some sort of sexual gratification publicly.
I agree with you. But just a side note, I do think MMA fighting is just as fucked up. Something went wrong there because you don't value yourself.
And most of the fighters that I know, and I interview fighters every week on my show, yes, most of
and
them
I think
are
comedians,
not valuing
they were exposed I think to comedians, some sort of violence. I think comedians, if you look, I even said this on the last show, if I had my father, Larry, who's been there for the last 30 years, if he was my dad from the beginning, right? Hang on one second. If he was my dad from the beginning, I probably wouldn't have done comedy because I would have been well adjusted.
You wouldn't have needed the attention or the gratification.
The fucking fucked up shit threw me down this path.
So it's all
Larry's
fault.
I disagree with comedy.
You're out of your
because
mind.
Just listen to me, you fuck.
All right.
Just with your dumb fat
cheeks.
Y'all
just fucking hate each other.
Come on, just go.
Your
fucking
cheeks are
happy.
So much wider than your head. It's bananas. It's fucking crazy.
Like right here?
Yes. It goes like this and then straight out. It's wild. It's a wild scene. Comedy, I disagree completely. Because first of all, I don't not value myself. Where, like if you're in porn or fighting, there's something... You're not valuing yourself enough.
I agree.
And then comedy, everyone has made somebody laugh. They know the feeling. Every person on earth at some point has made a group of people laugh.
Not Scopa.
Nailed it. but that feeling of, I want to parlay that feeling. It is the greatest feeling to make a group of people laugh. If you're just at the office.
But it's,
so wanting to parlay that does not mean you're fucked up. I like the way it feels when I make people laugh.
You're describing sex.
Yeah, you're describing sex.
No.
You can fuck,
but you don't have to fuck on camera for money.
Sex could be the same as comedy.
People are getting gratified by watching porn. They get to come. They feel great.
And they're gratified by fucking.
Where are the porn stars that are going, I didn't have a fucked up childhood. My uncle didn't touch me. That is what the fuck happens, and that's why these girls are getting into fucking porn.
Also yeah, but where are the comics that don't have a fuck? Tell me, name a comic that wasn't fucked up. Name a comic that doesn't talk about his family.
Hold on, I don't know if you are fucked up and you see a therapist. It's not the same thing as being fucked up and fucking on camera for money. If you're looking for the gratification by prostituting yourself for money on camera. It's a little fucked up, dude. I mean, it's not a normal thing. And if you,
it's not a normal thing.
I don't believe you that you wouldn't care that Max would do that.
If Max said to me, "Dad, I'm not doing drugs. I'm not a fucking idiot. I want to do this."
Max, you're three. What are you doing?
What if you had a daughter? You'd feel 100%
that whore. I'd fucking slap that fucking face. Fucking. I'm a black guy. I'm fucking straightening her out.
I just don't buy into this comics tortured thing. Like I had a good upbringing. My dad probably didn't hug me enough, I guess. So maybe, but I just like it's fun to tell jokes.
Yeah.
If I'm joking around, we're doing that right now.
But it's an obsession with gratification with comedy. Like when you do it, and especially in the beginning, because it's not fun in the beginning. It's a really hard thing to do in the beginning.
It is fun when you do well on stage. It's
fun. Yeah, but in the beginning, you don't really
do that.
He
doesn't know that.
But to what you're saying, though,
I make money and I do well on stage.
Greg? No, but to what you're saying is I think it'd be great to live in a world where prostitutes could be like, look, I can separate. I can use my body.
You know where they do that?
Prostitution is different
than porn. You know where they do that? They do that in Amsterdam.
Right?
Prostitution
in Nevada. Nevada.
Is it different than porn?
I went to the fucking...
Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch.
Prostitution is different than porn.
They just separate. It's not a big deal. It's not a fucking big deal.
Yeah.
By the way, all of those girls were pretty fucked up, and it was legal, and that was the most normal...
Amsterdam.
Yeah, they're all fucked up. All those girls are fucked up.
Much different than porn, because you're not displaying it for thousands of people.
Well, they're just porn without... They're just TV credits.
Porn is better. You're fucking one guy, not nine, and you're fucking a hot dude with a big dick, not a chubby guy with a fucking 6-inch...
That's also not true. Those girls are fucking basically raped on camera all the time. In fact, the shelf life for most girls in porn is like 2 movies, 6 months.
The way you're talking about them... gives no respect to these women.
I don't
making
respect
decisions.
Them.
Well, there it is.
I don't respect. I'm sorry. A person who's spreading their legs on camera for money, I don't have a ton of respect for. What do you want to say?
In the 21st century, prostitution occurs across cultures and political systems.
What
even
are you, fucking NPR?
Social society. The originator of the phrase, the world's oldest profession.
Yeah. Do you have any more facts that will fucking bring a screeching halt to a fucking amazing debate?
No, it's the oldest profession.
Yeah, we know that. We're comics. We all had a fucking whore joke in
it. For porn, they're dumb fucking people for the most part. They're stupid people. You listen to their interviews and shit. Yeah. But they get to make this money and they get to live in a house and drive a car that they wouldn't have otherwise. They could not have a job that they made.
No,
that
they
kind
could
of
have
money,
a job,
so.
But they'd have a normal fucking job.
But like this they wouldn't make the money, though.
Brie Olson is bitching about fucking how now she can't go out with everyone calling her a whore. She's like, I used to make $30,000 to $60,000 a month, and I don't want to do that anymore. It's like, well, too fucking late. It's the internet. You reap the benefits of it. Now you got a fucking beautiful house. She has an Amazon gift section where she still has her fans going buy her gifts every fucking
that's
day.
That's the price of fame across the board.
It's not the price of fame across the board.
Do you think Tom Hanks is walking around happy to be bothered by every person he sees? No, but he paid that price for his fans.
Yeah, dude, your fans buy you shit.
And it goes along,
they buy you a fucking hat, they're fucking giving you money for nothing.
No, it's not. It's
for your pussy, man. You're showing your pussy.
Now, where do you put strippers? Where do strippers fall in this?
It's all in the same category. I mean, by the way, I'm friends with strippers, prostitutes, porn
stars.
Not
anymore.
I don't think you are. You just said you don't respect them. How can you be friends with somebody you don't respect?
I'm friends with Scopo.
my girlfriend and
best friends.
I love Lewis.
That was a boom joke.
Do you guys consider strippers sex workers?
Of course,
yeah.
Okay, I didn't.
Of course, really?
My girlfriend was pissed. I got a lap dance. She was furious. She's like, you had a sex worker on your lap. I'm like, it's not a sex worker.
Yeah, no, yeah. This girl's showing her fucking. Did
you get a
pussy
hard on
for a fucking nickel?
It's not a really. It's a chubby, but it's not like it.
I really can't come. Strip clubs are terrible.
Bummer. Yeah,
they just tell you go there and you see some chick. Meaty, not even dancing good. She's fucking spinning around, and then she slowly takes her shit off. And then right when she gets to the point, and then she starts putting her shit in everybody's face. There's nothing for you, and you're throwing. Ugh, fucking stinks.
Why do we have to pretend? Like, here's the thing: we live in a culture now where we have to pretend.
Ahead.
I'm speaking.
I know, but I no one's listening. What were you saying? No, I'm going. I'm sorry.
No, we have to pretend that, oh, you know, prostitutes and hookers, oh, yeah, they're completely as normal as librarians and lawyers. They're
we're not. We're not saying that. But librarians and fucking lawyers are fucked up, too.
I know, I know. What are we going to argue with? Bob, you're right. Librarians are all fucked up. They've all been touched by their own.
See, that's your problem, is you're saying you swap them with the fucking brush. I'm not saying all of them, but some
you
of them
don't
are.
Swap with brushes.
Yeah, you do. That's my swap. I made it up. It's a fucking word.
Could be Mably, depending on where you're from.
I'll tell you this, too. No, it's not Mably. Here's the deal. I had this talk with Patrice once. He actually told me this. He goes, let me tell you.
He passed away.
His hat's right there. The dirtiest girls.
You guys can buy it for $49.99.
The dirtiest girls in the fucking world are lawyers.
Ooh.
And
Australians.
Like, and no, he said like doctors.
Dancers.
Stuff like that. Women who have been just studying.
Oh, yeah, they gotta get a release.
And then when they get older, and they fucking want to fuck.
They're not dirtier than porn stars.
Yeah, but
porn stars,
they're not
all
dirty.
Have multiple diseases. They all have herpes. They all have HPV. They all
have herpes, dog.
All of them. And that is disgusting.
All of them do.
Yeah, dude. If you
have it.
No, I don't.
What's herpes, on your fucking
HPV,
eye, bro?
AIDS. Fucking AIDS. Gonna have AIDS. Wish we had AIDS.
I think if anyone has AIDS, it's him. Thought I'd head.
I thought I had AIDS. They told me, Bellevue.
Oh, yeah, he got a false positive.
No.
You did not.
Two months of my life, I thought I had AIDS, yeah.
Oh, no.
My God. Wait a minute. Stop. Listen to me. Listen to me. You go in
he
for
wins
why
every
did you go?
Lottery.
Why did you go in for the...
What are the odds?
Why did you go in for the AIDS test?
I just went in for a regular checkup, and they're like, do you want an AIDS test? And I said, no. And then I was like, well, why? They said, yeah, everyone should have one. You should just take one.
You look like you have AIDS.
Dude.
You look like you could be sick.
I would fucking... I would kill myself.
So you go and you take it. What
so
happened?
Well, they wanted to do the blood. They prick your finger and they do the blood. It's like 99.9 something percent accurate.
Yeah.
And I was like, I had a bartend that night, and I was like, I didn't want to go with a fucking, you know, a bloody
dripping AIDS blood into somebody's drink
to an East Village bar. Well, or get AIDS because I have an open wound at a, you know, like filthy bar that doesn't wash glasses.
Two bad jokes. I wish I could rip this in half. I'm gonna put Velcro down the middle of this fucking thing.
So they wanted to do so I did a saliva test, and that's only 99% accurate.
Right.
So then they put me in a room and another guy in another room, and then they like ran in and he was gone. Like, they didn't even shut the door, and then they came into mine and shut the door, and she was like, she's like, do you see this? She had her back to me. She wouldn't even face me. She's like, do you see this? Do you see this line? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, do you see this other line? And I was like,
I'm pregnant.
I go, okay. And then in my head, I was like, is this how it happens? Is this how people are told? And then she goes, yeah, you tested positive for HIV.
I would start puking.
And I grabbed my hat, and I was just, I started yelling, motherfucker, motherfucker. And I was like thinking, but I was in a relationship with a girl at the time.
Yeah.
And I knew that I hadn't done anything. So I'm like, and I was pretty sure she hadn't, but still. And then they don't let you leave the hospital. They brought like a specialist down, a guy named Angel. And they, which
that's a guy you want to take for ice.
That's where our healthcare system is at.
I swear to God. So they and then they shut the door.
Wait,
with
is
him
he wearing like a hood and with a reaper? Fuck.
He looked like a standard Mexican.
Jesus.
They shut me in the room with him, and then you retake it, and you have to take, and then they take a lot of blood from you, and they send it to Albany, so you're in like the state records. They know who the AIDS people are, and then
that's how you got the apartment.
they do have AIDS housing.
He'll be out of here in 6 months.
But yeah, then you have to retake the test, and we did blood, and then you just watch it. It was 20 minutes. Like, and you just watch it like tick down.
So,
and we're waiting, and then I was making that's when I found out for sure that I was an atheist, because I was pretty sure. And then as I was sitting in the chair, I was like, started like negotiating with myself, like, all right, if I don't have AIDS, then like God, I'll do good things. And then I started laughing. I was like, I'd rather have the AIDS. I swear to God, I was like, fuck it, I'll take the AIDS. I don't believe.
Wait, but you said 2 months of your life.
Well, so. Yeah, so they do the rapid test again, but then the one they send to Albany is like...
Well, Angel called it a rapido test.
They put into a centrifuge or whatever, and that's the one that they...
Hang on a second.
I got a couple giggles. I got a couple giggles.
Buddy, clearing your throat. Rapido.
And by the way, your fucking comic scale is off. If you tell a joke to 10 people and you get a couple giggles, that's a bomb, you fucking asshole.
Yeah, no, not to him.
That's a new bit.
I got two giggles. It wasn't a bomb.
No, I killed.
Yeah, you got two giggles and six stares. That's a bomb.
Wait, did the rapid test say you were positive also?
So the rapid test said it was fine. So
you were negative.
The rapid test said negative. The second, whatever, the blood one. And then I was even, I joked with this guy, Angel, too. I was like, I go, well, like the saliva test, would that be positive maybe if I like made out with a girl that had full blown AIDS right before the test? And he goes, no, that wouldn't affect the test. And I was like, also, I was joking. I didn't make out with a girl that had full blown AIDS visibly in the fucking Bellevue waiting room here. So, and then he goes, that's really funny. I'm just not used to people making jokes in this situation. So they let me go, and then I had to use condoms. And then I was going to San Francisco, the AIDS capital of the world. This is all true.
Is it?
And, well, I don't know if that's true, but
I don't think it is. I think
I assume it is. But I was staying with my
Congo.
I was staying with my gay friend in San Francisco, and 2 weeks later is when the test came back, and they told me they would give me the results over the phone. Oh. And then the same fucking woman that wouldn't face me called me, and she already has a shaky voice. She's like, "Yeah, you have to come back in." And I was like, "You told me you would give me the answer over the phone. You have to tell me right now." She's like, "Well, there was a problem with your test." And I was like, all right, fuck, I have AIDS. Like, that's. And wow. So then I flew back, and then it was like another 2 weeks before I got there. So that's a full month at this point.
Are you just
and, I go to the doctor. The fucking problem they had with the test, they lost the fucking test. Was
they
the problem.
They couldn't tell you that?
She fucking didn't tell me that. That was the problem. They could have gone, oh, we lost your test. And I went, oh, okay. She goes, we had a fucking problem with your test. So for another 2 full weeks, I was like, oh, the problem with the test means
wow.
AIDS. So yeah,
can you
so
sue
I,
them?
I did. I met with the head of the AIDS clinic at Bellevue finally at the end of the 2 months, and I was yelling at him, and he was apologetic, and I was like, this woman shouldn't lose her job, but she shouldn't have the job of telling people they have fucking AIDS. She should be
what did he say
in the
about
room.
That?
And he said he would look into it and shit. I don't know if
she
they
still
did.
And that's how
job.
Rachel probably, Feinstein yeah. got into comedy. Yeah.
She told him he had AIDS in a grandma voice.
Oh, you have AIDS, Sonny.
Oh, man.
Wait, do you do that in your act? Like, do you tell that story?
I've talked
that sounds fun.
That's fucking funny, dude. It's crazy.
Hey, so when you found out you didn't have AIDS, I mean, what was that feeling like?
Ripping that condom off and just plunging in your girl?
The angel, when I had the first one, he goes off the record because the other woman left the room. He's like, off the record. He's like, I do this all the time. He's like, you don't have AIDS. He's like, the first test, he was like, I don't think this line meant anything. He's like, this second one is like solid, double negative, whatever it is. And
so
like,
he knew you didn't have AIDS.
So he was pretty confident. He goes, use a condom. Don't risk spreading this. And then I went to my girlfriend, too, and I was like, did you do anything? I have a clean conscience. And she said she hadn't fooled around, and we both had AIDS tests at the beginning of the relationship. So
you did that move?
What move?
Getting AIDS tests together at the beginning of the relationship?
Yeah, before we moved to not
having
like condoms.
Is that
like
a thing?
You just yelled at everyone for being disgusting for having STDs.
I know.
And you're like, but wait, you test? Nah, dude, I just...
But no, who... That's like in after-school specials, they tell you go together.
No, that's actually a mature and adult fucking within a relationship.
I've never done that.
I know you don't, because you're a fucking
piece of
shit.
Hold on, have you ever done that, Bob?
Yes.
You've gotten an AIDS test with a girl before you guys had sex.
Me and Dawn got AIDS tests at the beginning of our relationship.
We didn't hold hands and get it done. We went separately to our doctors.
And then when we were having a baby, we got AIDS tests again. We got... Because I didn't want to give anything to a child.
And I only fuck virgins.
Yeah. Or you just go give blood. That's what I would do. Just
well,
give
no,
blood
that,
and you
I'm,
say,
I'm not saying that I haven't had AIDS. I'm saying I've never gone with a girl
we didn't
before,
go together.
Before we had sex.
I'm kidding. I didn't do that.
I knew you did that.
She fucking blew me on a rock. I don't know, I thought I definitely had AIDS, too. I was like, I'm giving this bitch AIDS right now. No, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad you don't have AIDS, dude.
But
even though that would have been a better story if you found out you didn't have it and then you found out you did have it like 3 months later, like Angel was a fucking idiot.
Well, when they did say that, too, I went through my head like, how many people in the history of AIDS have ever been told you have AIDS and then they're like, just kidding, you don't really have AIDS? I figured that was like a tiny, fraction of a number, and
I
wasn't optimistic.
Can I tail that with, I told somebody they had AIDS.
Oh, fun.
As a joke?
No.
As a being a dick?
No, I worked in the ER for 5 years.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah. So, like, we had a lady come in and, her blood tests came back and shit, and the doctor was like, clearly she had AIDS. And to be honest with you, this day, we kind of think she knew, but we were like, you have AIDS, this is what's going on, and she was like, you can't tell. She was with somebody.
So what'd you do? How'd you know? Would you pick up a piece of paper that said AIDS?
No, there's like we do labs. You do your labs.
There are two
come
solid
back.
Lines.
And I think I'm not sure the doctor knew, and I did patient satisfaction, so it was like I had to go in there with the doctor, and the doctor was explaining, and I'm telling them what's
she
going on.
She was unsatisfied.
I talk, but the kicker of the story is that she was with a guy who she was like, you can't tell him. And it's the law that you can't tell this guy that she's fucking.
Why? That should be the law. The
I
other
told
way.
Him. I mean, I told him.
Yeah, Greg,
that's murder.
Greg was a real ass dude.
The doctor
that's
was
fucking murder.
Yeah, the doctor was like, yeah, you know, by law we can't. And he's like, but we can hint. And I just pulled the guy aside and I was like, hey man, you know, you guys should just get tested. Blah 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 blah. And I can go to jail. Probably I don't know. I can probably trouble. This is a long time ago. And he was like, and turns
you,
out
you were very subtle.
I just told, I was like, hey man, like
this bitch got AIDS.
She has something that might be, you know, whatever, and we just kind of talked. And he was like,
she got something in the pussy that will kill you.
Yo, Monica, you got AIDS, yo.
Yeah, it was fucked up. It was totally fucked up. And then we think that she knew, but she was just trying to like not pretend it didn't exist.
But
so
it's
like,
also
oh,
really...
I got a test and it's negative. See, it's all fine. Right?
Yeah,
like
yeah, that? Yeah.
Have you ever had something as a woman?
Mm-mm, no.
As a man, though.
UTI, yeast infection. That's
you,
it.
You never had crabs or
no.
anything?
Bobby, it's 2016. Nobody gets crabs.
Gay people still
do. What the fuck? Why don't you get crabs?
They shave the
we don't. We
now.
Shave. There's no bush anymore.
Well, I don't.
Wait, who?
Gay people what? Get. I have a gay friend who got crabs from another
I think
man.
Crabs still exist.
I don't
I mean,
think
it's
so.
Not,
I think they're bed bugs.
It's not the
yeah,
80s.
I think that actually is true.
They're bed bugs, right?
What, crabs are bed bugs?
I think so. I think
I'd rather
like
get AIDS than
that's
bed
not
bugs.
True.
I would Google it. I'm like 90% sure it's like one level off, but
it's like
I think
lice.
It's just bed
they're,
bugs.
All, they're all in the same family.
But I got crabs twice.
No, you did not.
I love you admit that, but not bed bugs.
You don't even have any hair.
Back in the, not down there. It looks like fucking Lewis's chest. Did you shave it?
No, it's just not that hairy.
I got crabs. Yeah, I got crabs once. It was terrible too. I got it for some redhead chick. I fucked her in a jungle gym.
And like an elementary.
I got herpes on a jungle
next,
gym.
The next day, I knew I had them.
Maybe there's something with jungle gym. I got herpes on a jungle gym. I think there's something with fucking on jungle gym.
Any girl that will fuck you. Any girl that will fuck you.
My pubes touched
filthy.
Her pubes, and that's how I got them. And then she told me she had them.
So they jump off?
Dude, you can see them. It's fucking
she
gross.
She knew?
They're little. Well, she found out.
Oh.
Dude, I thought I had.
She had to know because I knew immediately.
I got when I got my dog, I didn't realize you could be allergic to certain types of dogs.
You fucked your dog.
I fucking got crabs from my dog, bro. Fleas. No, I didn't realize. Like, I have a wired hair Jack Russell, so I'm allergic to him, and I didn't know that. So I got him, and within a couple weeks, I started getting hives, and I never had hives in my life. So I had these little bumps on my body.
Huh? We call them HIVs.
And I'm looking it up online, and fucking scabies came up. Like the only thing that I can compare it to, I thought I had scabies. So for like months,
I
thought I had scabies.
I got scabies.
You
from
are just gross.
Buddy, I got scabies from a fancy hotel.
I was in the
I'm
jungle gym.
A 4-star fucking hotel. I'm not going to rat them out, but I from the sheets.
You should. Why wouldn't you? Don't stay at this hotel. What do you have a fucking...
Yeah.
Tell your fans not.
Nah, I don't. Cause
be a real ass dude.
happened a while ago. I don't even know if it would fucking matter now. But here's the deal. I got.
I don't think we have the kind of listeners that stay in hotels. To be honest,
it was a Motel 6.
Yeah, no, it was a 5. It was a 4-star hotel. Really fancy hotel.
So, what, do they not wash their sheets properly?
I don't. It could have been from the maid. It could have been from whoever's
That's
handling
racist.
The linen.
There was
you know
a
what I mean?
There was a thing on 2020 where they had like secret cameras and they were showing the maids not actually wash it. They would like just take the sheets, take them off, put them back on.
Yeah,
there was a whole fucking thing on it.
Like, I mean, if the person who stayed the night before had some scabs or whatever, and they just left the sheets on, I'm fucked.
Yeah, that's
why you should always when you go to a hotel room. Have them change the fucking bed.
Yeah, when you get there.
Just get there and go, look, I want brand new sheets on here. When I go, you lie. Just go, when I go in, the thing was undone.
Oh, yeah. I know what you do. You come on it and then say, there's cum on my bed.
Not bad. My sister used to work at the Sheraton, and someone called with the Borgata, and someone called. There was shit on the phone in the bathroom. Like someone put shit on the phone.
That's just hilarious.
So they upgraded her. They upgraded the person to the highest suite at the Borgata. So it was like, hey, you want to get a nice room at the Borgata for free? Just put shit on the phone.
I'm gonna do that. Good. I used to do this
of
all the time.
You would.
At Burger King in my neighborhood, just to be for shits and giggles, we take a
you
candy
used to work
bar.
There.
Hey, I've got money and I get laughs and I'm a good dad.
We took a candy bar and we'd rub it all over the toilet seat and like on the walls.
Hilarious.
And just watch the employees have to go in and clean it. We watched a dude quit his job. He was like, no, dude, I'm not doing it. And he fucking dipped out.
I almost quit D'Angelo Subs because the dude I worked with had a colostomy bag. And he went in there and it fucking exploded. And he quit. He quit. He went,
yeah,
he goes, I'm out. I go, why? He goes, I'm out. He didn't even tell me. I go, yeah, I stop puking. It's fucking bile and whatever the fuck.
Yeah,
All, and he just quit. Rather than cleaning it up, he was like, I'm out. And then the dude was like, you have to clean that. I go, no, you fuck. You either you make these subs or fucking you clean that up. Fuck you. And I had the boss. I actually had him in a corner. I had him clean it up. He was in there. Just, I remember he was puking. Terrible.
Dude, I'm going to put shit on the phone in my hotel. I swear to God, I'm going to see if we'll
use
upgrade.
Use bar. Use your own game.
Yeah.
You never got it. You've had diseases. What have you had?
No, I never had diseases.
Stop.
I swear to God. I would tell you.
I've seen your dick. AIDS. Your dick has
You
been
had eye
something.
Surgery 3 days ago.
You said you had a wart on your penis.
No, I had a bump on my penis that I thought was a wart.
But what did you do with that?
I went to the doctor. This was very recently. I was like, what the fuck is this? And he was like, no, you just get bumps as you like get older. I thought I was like, positive.
What? Maybe, you know what? He's thing. Like, you know what? In his head, he's like, this is a wart, but fuck him.
That is not a real ass doctor. I got a dick bump.
Yeah, dick bumps.
It was a guy named Angel.
Yeah, I got dick bumps.
No, I swear to God, I went in and I was like,
it was
like,
a guy
what
named
the fuck?
Angel.
I was like, what the fuck? Is this? And I was like, it has
you
to be a wart.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I swear to God.
It's a dick bump. Yo, bro, it's a dick bump. Get out of here.
And no, the doctor.
Come on. I got 9 dick bumps. You see my dick bumps?
Even Lewis's dick has dick. All right, well, give it to me.
Give her the bandana.
It's on you.
You have it,
you
fucking
got it, you
dummy.
Fucking dick bump.
Write it down. That's the name of the show.
I already did.
Oh, wow. Well, now, Bobby, when did you get Ninja Turtle head? pull up a Ninja Turtle head.
We got it. Why do we need an illustration?
Because it's gonna be funny.
It's fucking.
Look how fast this bitch is on that.
It's gonna be funny.
That's fucking funny, dude.
We thought we had bed bugs in Burlington that time.
Yeah,
you kept
me
up all night because you guys had a bed bug scare. So then all night he's wrestling around, and I've never slept better.
I check fucking beds every time I go to a hotel. Yeah. I rip that corner sheet up. Up in the corner by the wood, and if there's any.
That's pretty good.
Look at that. Yeah.
Can you just wrap this around your eyes? Just for fun. I just want to see what it would look
Get
like.
Get a picture.
By the way, you guys should sell bomb danas on merch on the website. So you can throw
That's
them at
pretty
your
friends. Good.
That's
Are those both
funny.
On camera?
Yeah,
we have cameras everywhere.
That's fucking funny, dude.
Anyways.
He looks like that. He loves pizza. He's a fucking Ninja Turtle.
All right, we're going to take a little break right now. I'm going to do a read. If
by the way, can I say this because we're talking about this before
please.
We do a break? No. My doctor told me because I was sure that I had a fucking wart. He was like, wash your hands before you go to the bathroom because if you shake hands with somebody that has HPV and you touch your dick before you pee, that's the number one way that it gets spread. So,
really?
Yeah, wash
that's
your
true.
Hands before
that's
you
how
go
I
to
got
the
it.
Is that why Howie Mandel fist bumps all the time? He's got
Probably,
the
yeah.
HPV.
That's it.
All right, you ready for this? You guys can take a pee if you want. Just
y'all
keep
ready
your,
for this?
Check it out. Whether you're golf's biggest fan or you're just ready to try a new fantasy sport, you can play 1 week fantasy golf for free every week at DraftKings.com. Just pick 6 golfers before the tournament tees off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up the points for streaks per hole, performance, tournament finishes, and more. Outscore the competition, and you could win. Only at DraftKings, they're the ones that bring you the excitement of golf to this level. With every monster drive and every putt made, they bring you closer to victory. And DraftKings, they offer way more than just fantasy golf. Choose from a variety of sports to showcase your winning skills. You can do baseball, you can do soccer, even mixed martial arts is there now, which
what?
Is pretty impressive. Yeah, you can do DraftKings on mixed martial fantasy sport. Isn't that crazy? I love that. Millions of sports fans just like you have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn to get in the action for free. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Fantasy golf contests begin when tournament tees off. So hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose your golfer and be sure to use promo code Kelly to play for free. That's promo code Kelly to play for free now. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Anyways, all right, well, that was pretty fucking heated shit, to be honest with you. I disagree with Lewis, but that's fine. I think that I understand what you're saying. And I think
about which thing we talked
about the porn things. Stuff.
Yeah,
but I think there are some porn stars that are okay, and that move on.
No, they're fine people. I'm just saying that typically they had something fucked up in their childhood to make them want to fuck on camera for money.
Yeah,
and you don't respect them.
I don't really respect their life
AIDS.
Choice. No,
that's
I don't
what
know.
You said. Would you date a porn star?
I couldn't seriously date one. I mean, could I date like casually? Yeah. Sure.
I tried to date Lisa Ann.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That'd be kind of a fun story.
What happened?
We were supposed to hang out a couple times and it just never materialized.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What was it, you or her?
It was her.
She blew you off?
She didn't blow me off. We were supposed to hang out and it just didn't materialize.
Materialize. All right, fucking Governor Gomez.
You got blown off.
She went on a book tour.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
You're like, that's it. No books. I don't do that.
I was like, I don't like that.
Supposed to be reading and writing. Listen.
What?
What happened?
Nothing happened.
So what she blew you off.
Who did? It didn't materialize, Bobby. Sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. Let's go to the chat room real quick. What do you got?
Yeah, sure. King Kami says, this podcast is giving me AIDS.
How so? I mean, I think it's difficult to get it that
give
way.
Give me the scarf.
Yeah, I know. I love that they always try to be mean and fun. Mm-hmm. This thing is AIDS. Shut the fuck up.
He also asks if Jason is the guy Rich Voss kicked in the ribs.
Yes.
Is that a
yes.
thing?
Yes. Nine years ago.
I didn't know people knew that.
Yeah. That's good friends.
Was that a party? Again.
Yeah, that was a party. That was
Caroline's Christmas party.
Caroline's Christmas party. You were drunk.
Oh, yeah.
When you were drunk, you don't drink anymore, right?
No, I drink.
You still drink? Oops. Oh,
yeah. Just not around Rich Voss.
Or his wife. And he said some stupid shit, and then he kicked you right in the fucking gut, right?
Yeah, he said his daughters and his wife were hot.
It was partly my fault because I was holding Rich's arms. I feel like he might have not got punched in the rib.
I didn't say his wife was hot. I just said his daughter was hot.
Okay, that's worse.
Maybe if your parents beat you, wouldn't be saying shit like that.
It was. It started at DePaulo's cookout where everyone's ball busting, and I was continuing on that.
No, it's not Dr. Dave.
Sorry. Yeah, it just started with ball busting at DePaulo's cookout, and then that was in September or whatever, and then the Christmas party rolled around in December, and I thought we were still doing that.
you thought wrong. You got a nice fucking little baby boot to your gut.
He broke his ribs, though.
Construction boots, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, man, you talk about somebody's kid.
I was talking about the adult daughter, too, which he misunderstood and thought I was talking about his 2-year-old child at the time or whatever. But that, in my head, that made a big difference that I was talking about.
What's worse,
trying
though?
To fuck the 20-year-old daughter.
I feel like the kid is like, it's a gag. No one wants to fuck a kid. But then it's like, the daughter, it's like, wait, that's real? Are you trying to really fuck my daughter?
I mean, either way, if it's my kid, I mean, that's just something. If you come up and fuck with me about my
kid. If a comedian that's kind of, you know, beneath you at the time, you were.
At the time.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Because he pays $400 a month in rent, you think that got him above Rich Voss in the industry now?
Whatever. Somebody that, you know, maybe should respect you a little more as who you are in this business. And then he says some foul shit like that that you misinterpret or you do interpret the right way. You know, you might snap. I mean, I've wanted to fucking hurt people.
You've physically hurt me for making slight jokes about your wife.
Yeah. I understand, Voss.
But the one that you wanted to, you said you would fight, Jason, was the one in the park with the kid. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. I was at a Joe List fucking picnic.
Oh, the worst. Did it have the, with the balloon?
It was the
balloon,
same one.
So this little
kid. Hang on, just set this up. He goes, we're having a big picnic down in the park. Come down.
Yeah, I'm a hero. I'm a hero in the story.
There'll be a balloon. Just find the balloon.
Yeah, tell your dumb tale, Raphael. I'm a fucking hero in your story.
The balloon was fucking a foot off the ground.
That's funny.
And I wound up bringing all this fucking snacks. His fucking open micers, they have like a Triscuit between them. So I gotta share my grapes and cheese with these fucking savages. Oh, fuck.
I appreciate you coming.
This party was.
It's like 3-year-old kid. He must have been around 3.
He was deaf.
Yeah.
So please tell me you didn't hit a deaf.
No, runs up to us. Canner grabs the kid. We don't know this person. It's just a fucking baby that runs up to us. The mom is like 10 feet behind him because the baby's running away from her. Canner picks up the kid. I mean, I don't even get what the joke was.
I scooped him up. I said we were going to trade for him.
It was funny.
It was funny. She laughed at that.
This woman's face. She thought this fucking psychopath was kidnapping her kid.
First of all, if you want to talk about looks on the faces, we ended up tying the balloon around her little kid's wrist, and then he's trying to get it off. Lewis, who Joe makes a joke about being Puerto Rican, pulls a fucking knife out, and he's cutting the balloon, and the mother was freaking out about that.
Because one of the bald guys in the group grabbed the kid. The other one pulls out a knife. I get it.
Why are you carrying around a knife?
I don't know.
Have you seen where he lives?
Well, my neighborhood's very nice.
I know. I make money. I do funny jokes. I live in a great neighborhood. Listen, If I saw anybody fucking go near Max,
grab your kid, pick your kid up.
Anybody,
man.
If a man, listen, if I saw you grab my kid, you'd wake up literally a fucking. You'd have AIDS. I would go get AIDS, fuck you while you were knocked out, and give you AIDS.
Dude, that's like another level, dude. Somebody grabs my fucking.
Well,
kid.
Well, there was a frail woman coming up too. It wasn't you or you.
Yeah, if you can beat somebody up, you can take that kid.
Yeah, you can grab their fucking
I didn't know
kid.
That was a rule.
That's nature.
Honestly, dude, I don't give a fuck if it's like a gang of fucking muscular black guys in my neighborhood. I'm going to fucking get killed that day because you grab my kid. I'm going to fucking grab a brick and I'm going to hit you in the face with it.
I'm really proud of you for saying black guys just then.
Muscular. That was impressive. But he had muscular. He did have definition.
A little silver line on the bottom back.
I was walking out of a restaurant in Long Island City and some kid is running by screaming.
Why did you just turn into an old Jewish yenta?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was walking out of a restaurant. In Long Island City, a long time ago. What happened to you?
Kid runs out. He's screaming. I grab the kid. I pick him up because he's running from the mom. I go, yeah. I'm just trying to help him. I pick him up. I go, you can't run from your mom. And I just hear, cut. And I was like, what? They were filming a movie where the kid was running away from the mother. I had no idea. Right. I pick up the kid, try to bring him back. I ruined the whole
that
scene.
That fucking sucks on two levels. That you didn't even get a part in the movie that this film somewhere you live there. You go all the time and you can't even get in it. Really?
They're not putting me anything. I'm barely in this. I had to bring pizza.
What do you want?
A part on Peace, Love, and Rock and Roll.
I will not unless you get it right.
Peace, drugs, and rock and roll.
No.
I couldn't even get a fucking audition. They were my manager at the time.
I'll take it.
What is it?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I'll take
You're
it.
You're in. Great.
He writes a blog about it.
About what?
He doesn't care for the program. He writes a blog about
it. Oh, did you write?
I don't know.
Dude, there was some fucking... There was one guy that would write every week. I forget what blog it was. It almost got funny how much he hated the show.
Will you call Dr. Ted?
Yes, I'll call him now.
Thank you.
His name's Dr. Steve, problem. By the way.
Do you really have cancer, Joe?
No. Possibly. Let's get on the horn here and find out.
It's not mouth cancer.
He's sore throat.
He doesn't have... He has a sore throat for a fucking couple days.
I think you have allergies.
15 days, dog.
And 15 only hurts days? That's why do you think that's cancer?
One spot only when I swallow.
We also went to a pharmacist who made him think he has cancer.
Right. I hated that pharmacist.
Now speak up when he talks.
Will he be able to hear us?
Yes.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy. You're on my show again. I apologize. Joe's on the show again. He's fucking panicking.
Tell
about
Dr. Steve
this.
I said hi.
Luis Gomez, Luis J. Gomez, hashtag. Who makes money and lives in a good neighborhood and is funny, said hello.
Hello, Luis.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Steve? How are you, buddy?
Hey, first of all, Dr.
Hey,
Steve.
Good talking to you, man. Hey, I used to love to be on Luis's MMA show.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was great
talking
when you came
about
on.
Stuff I knew absolutely nothing about.
Well, I want to ask you first, one, about dick bumps. Is there such thing as dick bumps?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get dick bumps as you get older?
They're called Fordyce spots. They're basically ectopic sebaceous glands, which means in English that they're oil glands that are growing where they shouldn't be. And so you get these sort of white bumps, and you can get them on your scrotum or on your dick.
Oh!
Fordyce? Is that what are we calling
What are they called again?
Dick bumps.
Fordyce spots. Fordyce. And almost everybody has some.
Oh, okay. Shut me the dog. Fuck up, Bob.
If you get down there and sort of stretch, I'm in the grocery store. This is hilarious. if you stretch out the skin of your scrotum and examine it, you'll see these little sort of off-white dots a lot of times, and those are four dice.
And they're supposed to bleed,
hang
right?
Hang on a second. You can squeeze them, and they will come out, right?
Yes, yeah, if you squeeze them hard enough, but there's no reason to. They're stable.
Oh, I could squeeze them?
The way they are. You don't have to.
But
you
so can, satisfying.
You can squeeze them, and it's almost like they're hard, right?
Little zits.
Right?
I get my stuff out of here. That's a grocery store.
Bobby, you obviously have had these, you fucking dick fuck.
Dick bump. Don't call me dick. I'm dick bump. All right, listen, real question. Joe is here, and he's fucking panicking and driving everybody in his life insane with the throat cancer, okay?
Well, I thought you were going to give him my number, and I could talk to him.
I did. He called you, and you never picked up.
Oh, I swear I didn't get a missed call from anybody, but anyway.
I called at 1:42.
We can talk. I'd be happy to talk to Joe anytime.
Say what you want, Joe. Say what you want.
Well, I got off
yeah,
the
anti- tell me what you got.
I took off the I got off the antibiotics because I didn't feel good after 4 days. And then you said it was absurd to be on antibiotics. Everyone said it was absurd. But it hasn't gone away. It's been 16 days. Only hurts in one spot, right side of my throat, only when I swallow, essentially. Occasionally kind of hurts when I talk a little bit.
Yeah. So you had somebody gave you antibiotics for this?
Yeah, so I took them for 4 days, didn't feel better, but you said it was absurd, so I got off of them.
Yeah, right, but that means somebody must have looked in your throat. Certainly they wouldn't have given you an antibiotic without looking in your throat, right?
He looked quickly, but it was like a city MD walk-in bullshit. He looked at he looked at my ears. He felt around.
Okay. Well, I'm still going by the either post-nasal drip thing. What side do you sleep on? Would it be that same side by any chance?
I'm not sure. I sleep fetal position. I go both ways.
He sleeps face down.
What grocery store are you at, doctor?
Okay.
Joe can meet you. Are you at Gristiti's on 8th Avenue?
Have your primary care actually look at the place where it is.
I don't have a primary care physician. You're
Dr.
my primary
Steve,
care.
I'll look right now and tell you.
Oh, I can hook you up.
Oh, that would be great.
If you live in the city, I can hook you up.
I do.
But he has no insurance. And,
I have no insurance.
Well, that's okay. So what's your peace of mind worth? You know, $100 for a quick visit?
Yeah, I gave the one guy 150.
You already wasted money on an urgent care. Where they just threw an antibiotic at something that's
now,
obviously not a
bacteria. Dr. Steve, can I have Lewis look down his throat right now with a flashlight?
And yeah, you sure you can do whatever you want.
I'll describe it to him.
Okay.
This is serious business.
Now, wait a minute. Is there something we get at CVS to open, make his mouth bigger?
Hold on. I'm going to describe it to Dr. Steve right now.
What does cancer look like?
Hold on. Put your
it's not in my throat, though. It's in my neck.
I know.
That usually open up your palate.
Here.
What is it?
You can see. Have him pant.
All right, pants.
Look.
Pant.
All right, I see.
That'll open up his soft palate.
Pant.
Just
fucking do what the doctor says.
I'm wearing pants. Can I? That
pant.
Counts.
Pant.
Hey, Bobby.
Pant. Yes.
Bring him with you April 23rd, and we'll
down.
Put him on. We'll get him a spot,
pant.
And I'll look in his throat myself.
Pant.
When can
pant,
I do
you fucking you idiot.
Shut the fuck up.
He just invited you on the gig, my gig.
Which gig? I'm out of
Joe's
town, I think.
Teeth are shitty.
Can I can I talk to him? But listen, sir, Dr. Steve. I don't have any mucus though. There's no snot, there's no stuffy, there's no runny nose, there's no sneezing.
Yeah.
Is that a Sudafed?
You know, you can have post-nasal drip without all of those things. Do you cough at night at all?
No.
None of that. Okay.
No fever, no nothing.
Well, he has a really small mouth.
But he's also got herpes because there'd be a herpes outbreak. I hear you get them in your throat.
Yeah, but the herpes should have been gone by now. It's been 15 days.
Yes.
So the only thing I can tell you, Joe, somebody needs to look in there. The odds that it's throat cancer is vanishingly small. So I don't want you to worry about that. It's most likely a virus of some sort, or it could be just some localized irritation.
You just breathed on me.
God knows what. But it would be good to have somebody go in there and do a swab,
okay.
And they can send it off.
All right. All right.
If you're worried about chlamydia and stuff like that, they can do a swab.
I'm not worried about that.
Okay. So, Dr. Steve, you're going to call him after. You're going to talk to him.
I can call you sometime. Yep. I'm getting no peace of mind.
Shut up. You're going to call him tonight.
Great.
Yeah, when call
can,
me.
All right, will
and
you
I can give you some stuff to do, and if it goes away, then that'll lead us down.
Now, okay. Now, listen. I got a question for you. I'm wiping my butthole. I stuck my finger in my butthole a little bit, and something bit the top of my finger. What's that? What is that?
Yeah, that's a you have a very vigorous tapeworm. I'm guessing. I don't know.
All right, now, but my fingernail came off.
Dr. Steve.
I'll hook you up with a proctologist, dude. I can't help you with this.
Last spring, Dr. Steve helped me out.
I don't do alien symbiosis.
Last spring, Dr. Steve helped me out because I was getting recurring styes.
Yeah.
So, you know, Dr. Steve, I had my Chalazian cysts removed last Friday.
I can't hear him. What did he say?
He had his fucking eye boogers removed last week. The cysts on his eye.
Yeah, he told me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Good,
yeah, because they wouldn't go away.
They had Chalazion on.
Yep.
Yeah, they were making us throw up.
I have one video of me having a Chalazion removed, and basically what they do, Bobby, is they invert your eyelid so that it's inside out, basically, and then they stick a needle in the underside of the eyelid, and then they take a scalpel and put a slit in there and then scoop it out with a curette. And I had my ophthalmologist put it on YouTube, got 300,000 views on the stupid thing.
It's more than anybody here stands.
Yeah, it's kind of a brutal surgery, but it feels good afterward, and your vision is better, and you don't have a stupid lumpy eyelid.
Yeah, yeah, I got it done. They put me out with propofol, though. The same thing they gave to Michael Jackson.
Oh, they put you out for it? Oh,
yeah,
God,
well,
they just does it under local.
They put me out, and then they did like for like a few minutes. Then they did the local anesthetic, then what?
I'm done. Okay, wow. I'm done with him.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm just glad that your fucking shit's gone.
I'll call you later, Dr. Steve.
Steve, I love you, buddy. Thanks for calling. Thanks for picking up.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. All right. Just have Joe call me after the show.
I will. Okay, buddy. Bye. Take care. Okay.
Thanks, Doc.
All right, I'll see you.
You fucking... You sit there and talk about your fucking pomegranates. I know. You had your eyeballs.
We got to edit all that out. That was terrible. No laughs.
No, it's good. They need to. We were laughing.
Interested.
We were fucking killing it for an hour and a half.
But here's the thing that's a bummer. He didn't give me any peace of mind there.
He's a doctor.
Vanishingly small. That didn't help at all.
That's cancer. No, he has to look at you. He can't look. He can't say this is not cancer without looking at you.
But here's the
audio.
Thing.
We've had this.
Here's the thing, though.
Shit.
I'll talk about it after. But you can't just look at it. It's not the back of my throat like a. It's under here. It's a gland. You can't see it.
Can I say something to you?
Of course you can.
And can you listen to me?
I always listen. The first four letters of listener list.
Will you please just fucking call him? He will right now start the process of eliminating everything. So the last possible thing will be you going to another person having who he helps you find, and they will fucking make sure and find out what it is. But he's going to try to help you do other things before that to eliminate that it's not the drip or what postnasal drip or it's not this or that before he gets the fucking cancer.
Can we call him back?
No, I don't want to fucking talk. He's in a grocery store, and I got him talking about fucking assholes and nuts.
What I wanted to ask him, can a sore throat last longer than 15 days?
Google that.
I've Googled it all.
Stop picking your nose.
Especially with the weather going high and low
dropping. Yes, it's the weather. Maybe it's the weather. All I need is someone to be like, this. You're fine. What are you, gay?
It is the weather.
Not for nothing, I'll say, Scopo has never been better on this show.
He hasn't said a word. Oh.
He couldn't hit to sit that up because there was headphones. He doesn't have a cans.
Scopo, what are you doing?
Yeah, can you give me a coffee if you're just going to sit there?
What are you doing? You sick? Are you sick?
I'm sick as fuck, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Sore throat?
Ew.
You just had diarrhea?
Yeah.
Downstairs?
Oh, my God. Right now?
Call Dr. Steve.
call
Gnome. He's pissing out of his ass.
Call Gnome. Scopo. Tell him Scopo's shitting all over his house.
Scopo. God, your bottom half of your body's so big.
I know. I was checking out his womanly thighs earlier. I'm like, when are we going to talk about this?
Fucking unbelievable. All right, let's wrap this fucking show up. It's been a great show.
No, we're having fun.
No, let's keep it going.
Well, I gotta know where to be. Buddy, it's going to go for a little longer, but when I wrap it up, it takes a half hour.
Can I eat a slice of pizza?
Every time I do this, no, you can't.
Why? I brought it.
You can't. Every time we do this, you always go, no, and I say the same thing to you, and then you understand it.
Here's the thing, Bobby. I am lonely.
Bobby, this has only been an hour and a half show. This
five
is
to
usually
seven days.
A 2-hour fucking...
Yeah, by the time... What?
Hear what she
five
said?
5 to 7 days.
Five to seven days.
All right, well, can you just Google what happens life. If I have a sore throat for 15 days? What could it be?
No, don't look. I've already done this. I've Googled all this. I've Googled all
please,
this.
Please, cancer. Please.
No, I've already Googled all this. Pull the Ninja Turtles back up. That was hilarious. Remember me by the Ninja Turtles.
Cancer.
I said we get into another topic. Here's the thing. You did another show earlier today, and now you're fucking getting lazy with this one. And this is
I'm
the A
getting,
show.
Buddy,
who was on the earlier show?
I'm not getting lazy.
Who was on the earlier show?
I'm not getting lazy with this.
Who?
It takes. Everybody knows when I start to wrap up, it's a half hour.
Who's on the other
to
show?
To 40 minutes.
Who's on
if
the other
I
show?
Wait to wrap up 2 hours,
Bobby, who's on the other show? I don't want to get weird here, but if we're going to do our plugs, it's not going to take that long.
Who was on the other show?
I forget.
You don't forget. You're just not telling me.
Well, maybe it's either or.
Was it Skim Milk? It was
they
a
stunk.
Skim Milk show.
No, it was a great show.
I bet you it was a shitty show.
That was a fucking great show.
Soda wasn't there.
I wasn't there. Lewis wasn't there. Greg and Jason weren't
Skim
there.
Skim Milk.
We have record
bitch.
Numbers.
It was actually great.
Who was it?
It's stunk.
None of
why won't you fucking tell me?
Because you want what you want, and I don't like fucking you getting it. I like you understanding that you're not the motherfucker. I make money. I'm funny, too.
Lewis, check the Twitter.
And I live in a good neighborhood.
Check Twitter right now, you fucking fuck.
You are a fucking
here's the over-under. I'm going to do over-under. All the guests' Twitter followers, over or under 20,000. All of them combined. Not counting Bobby.
I say under.
Under 20?
You say under, what do you
I'm
say?
I'm saying it's 16 grand.
What do you say?
Is grand, hold on, does grand count for anything but not money? I always thought grand was only a money term.
Over under, what do you got?
Under, I'll take under.
Under, what do you got?
Wait, what is this for just stand-up gigs?
All the guests I had on the last show have less than 16,000 followers.
Way under.
20,000.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who this one person is. Oh, yeah, dude. Are you kidding me? Petey Diabreu, James Mattern, and Will Sylvans.
Will Sylvans has a lot. And Will Sylvans is fucking... They were all great.
They can't be
perfect. 9,700, Will, has been doing comedy for 40 years.
Well, add the other ones up. Add the other ones up.
Okay, 9,700 for Will.
Yeah?
Plus, okay. Can somebody get a calculator out?
We can do it.
9,707.
We can figure it out, you
9,707 plus...
10,000 minus 300.
758 for Petey Diabreu.
Okay, so there you go.
Okay, hold on.
Don't do it out loud, dummy. We get it.
Mike Vecchione has 6,500.
Yeah, you're already done. You're over. We're
no, it's not. Over 20,000? Do you know fucking
16.
Math? No,
I said 20.
He said 20. 20 over under.
Who said 16?
He said 16, but 20 was the number.
I didn't say anything. Someone said 16.
All right, so go ahead. What else you got?
James Mattern is my roommate.
James Mattern, 2,993.
There you're at. We're almost at 20.
He lost 15 on the show. Who else?
Me.
No, I said not count. Counting you.
Why?
I'm talking guests.
Well, count fucking Lewis. I mean, Scopo.
Okay. Okay.
Not a guest either.
1,740.
20 grand. We're already at 20 grand.
No, you're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
6,000 plus 9,000 is 15,000. Fuck, fuck.
Yeah, I love how mad you get when somebody goes, oh, you're so stupid. No, I'm not. I'm smart, too. And I make money. I'm a hustler.
No, that's not what I was saying.
Lewis just
asshole.
Goes louder.
It was just joke after joke. He's like, Lewis is poor. Lewis can't afford a fucking movie ticket. Lewis can't. I'm like, fuck face. I'm not that poor. Why is that the fucking joke over and over again?
You're close.
I'm above the poverty line.
Dude, you get food stamps.
You're above the
poverty. I wish I got food stamps.
You're above the Puerto Rican poverty line.
R2D Poo. I'm just, I'll throw R2D Poo and Lauren in there just for good measure.
Even though it's all the same Twitter followers.
Add them up.
Probably.
Add them up.
1,221 for R2D Poo.
Okay. Add them up. What's Lauren got?
Lauren's got 428.
Damn. You need to show some tit.
I know.
Yeah. You need to stop fucking around.
And that's it. That's the total. What's the total?
I stopped after. It was over
20.
That was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. It was about 18. It was 18.5.
Say it. Say it. Get it up.
Lewis, you're wrong. That's over wrong. 20.
You guys are just fucking stupid. 9,000 plus 6,000 were the two big numbers. That's 15,000.
It was 9 something, dumb dumb.
It was 9.
You can't just throw 600 people out the window to make your point.
That's what Hitler did.
I'm fucking jealous. He's the only funny person in the room.
Fuck you.
What?
I'm fucking funny. I make money.
Greg, are you mad at me? I got a bad look over there.
Yeah, I'm furious, bro.
Why are you mad at Joe?
He knows what he did.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I don't know.
I kissed him on the lips and I have throat cancer.
All right, let's go to the chat room real quick. What do you got?
Chat room wants to know two things. Have we discussed the Kevin Brennan beef with Legion of Skanks?
Yes, we did.
Did we?
We discussed it. He talked about it.
That was a wrestling beef.
You kind of glossed over it, I feel like. They don't even know what happens. They want to know what happens.
Were you mad?
Tune into Legion of Skanks tonight at 9 o'clock, anthonycumia.com.
And Tuesdays with
Stories.
Why
can't we talk about it? Wait a minute. Fuck tuning in. Stay here and open your fucking pie hole now, you Puerto Rican.
We already talked about it.
I said it. I crushed him. I'm the man. He's a bitch, and that's that. That's life.
Okay. Then tune into Legion of Skanks at 10 o'clock. On
and Mondays with Memories.
Sure, yeah.
Go ahead.
And second thing they want to know, who is Micah?
Hi.
All right, Micah. Did I not introduce her?
We kind of, like, we didn't really explore.
You introduced me by saying I found a dead body on the train.
All right, Micah. I've known you for a while. You actually used to be on Danny's podcast.
That's right, Comic Con
with,
Radio.
With Schultz. Remember?
Schultz?
Was that his name?
Oh, Andrew Schultz. Yeah,
Andrew Schultz
he was our intern,
he
that
was
little bitch.
Andrew
That's right.
Andrew was the fucking intern.
And he
intern.
Zipped past both of them.
Listen.
And Bobby.
And
gives me hope.
Get out.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. The whole fucking place shuts down.
He hits one button. No, he just goes on his phone. He goes, okay, do 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 do.
Deepo deepo
So you were his co-host, right?
Yeah,
oh, who were you? Were you his co-host?
I was a co-host, yeah.
And with two other guys. Who are the other guys?
Chris Iacono and a psychopath named Dave Kasten.
Now, this show, this podcast was a fun. It was one of the first podcasts.
That's it was actually on FM radio.
Yeah. It wasn't a it was actually a radio show, right?
That's right. Yeah, it was on WBNB.
It was one of the first podcasts.
No, but they did a podcast, though.
It was both. Eventually went to podcast, but I think that's after I left.
But it was a big fucking show. He had a lot of big stars on.
Carlin was like the one that would come on a few times, right?
He had Carlin before he died, and then his less funny brother after a while.
And we had Carlin after he died. It was really sad.
We had Paul Giamatti on. Fucking Danny LaBelle was the biggest hustler ever. He saw Paul Giamatti on the street. On the fucking street and was like, hey, talked him into coming into our station and doing a fucking podcast. Paul Giamatti, fucking angel, by the way. Great guy.
Yeah, I mean,
he gave his AIDS test.
That show was a fucking great show.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big show. I remember I went in a couple times and to promote shit. It was like the beginning of all this horse shit.
Well, it's because
big guests and little guests.
Nobody had podcasts back then, and comics were fucking narcissists. So if somebody said, I want to interview you, everyone would go, oh, yeah, of course, in a heartbeat.
No, it was a good show, you asshole.
No, it was not that. It was actually a good, fun show. Yeah. It was edgy radio in Manhattan, which you can't get unless you're, a black comic. You can go on 98 point, whatever the fuck it was, but they didn't have radio in Manhattan to promote your shit. You'd go on this show, and it was actually pretty fun.
When is this? The fucking 1600s? They didn't have radio in Manhattan?
Name one radio show in Manhattan that you do to promote your shows.
Oh, I don't know. But radio.
They do, but there's none that allow comics in.
Well, I know, but since 81, video killed the radio star.
So anyways.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da farts.
We used to go on that show a lot. What happened to that show?
Oh, I don't know. I left for Houston to work on a show, and
what show did you leave?
I was producing a reality television show.
You were?
Yeah.
No shit. What was it?
It was called Flipped Off. It was on A&E one season. I did a couple for MTV. I've had a few lives.
So you produced it?
Yeah.
And did you come up with it? Did you write it? Were you a showrunner?
Not on that one. I started writing on the ones for MTV, though.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Yeah, it was like a fucking little platform that... I mean, think about you, Danny, and
Chris Iacono doesn't do comedy anymore, right?
He's in Colorado. I saw him. He did like the Risk podcast. I don't know. I think he still fucks around like a hobbyist, you know?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking crazy, man. And then it's just gone. I mean, Danny had a big show.
He's got a podcast.
We had one of the first web series, too, were on.
He had a fucking really funny web series.
That web series was great.
About the radio show.
That's
funny.
Right.
Yeah.
I fucking loved I thought that was going to be a TV show. I would have bet the fucking farm that was going to be on TV.
We all had our
Bobby
hopes
has
on
a
it.
Farm.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. It just never got sold. The director had a career. The camera guy had a career. And none of us got a career.
It was a fucking great show. Does it still exist?
Yeah, it's out there. It's like on Facebook and video. Sometimes I'll find it and watch it and cry.
I thought it was hilarious.
Comical
man.
Radio.
It was really, really Comical Radio. That's exactly right.
They had a magazine
right.
too, Comical Radio magazine. When I used to run shows, I bought ad space in their magazine.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, we've all come a long way.
Well, some of us. Not all of us.
We should probably wrap up.
Well, all right. So, well, thank you for coming on.
Oh, I'm
great glad time. That nobody died on the train.
No, I hope someone did.
No, I don't want anybody to die.
Yeah, I hope someone did if they're going to hold up rush hour traffic like that.
Somebody got hit in the face with a train earlier today. Did you see that story?
Maybe that's it.
A guy stole an iPhone. This is much earlier, I think, in the morning. It's like going around. Google it. A guy stole an iPhone, and then he like went to run, and he got hit in the face with the F train.
Nothing makes me happy.
How do you get hit in the face? You mean you lost his head?
Like, I think it hit his nose or what? Scraped his face. I didn't read the whole article.
What is he, like Cyrano de Bergerac? What the fuck is his nose
it's
like?
It's going around. I'm telling you.
I hope it's on
check
a picture.
It out.
Like chain throat cancer?
Yeah, that's it. Thing hit in the face with the train. Robber, Apple phone. Type in all these words.
I did grab a kid one time on the F train platform. He was going. He got away. I could get away from his mom, and I fucking grabbed him and maybe saved his life. So, every kid that I harass, I save one.
That's great.
A thief who snatched a teen's cell phone and tried to escape by running to the subway.
Why? Could you be a little more enthusiastic? Fucking teen.
He hit the tracks, panicked, and rushed home. 8 a.m., 65th Street
Station. He was a 13-year-old boy. Oh, stole the cell phone from a 13-year-old boy in Manhattan.
Who
That's
steals a cell
up,
phone
dude.
From a 13-year-old?
Scum.
The scum of the earth steals. Yeah.
All
we're getting
right,
a little too impeding on Pat Dixon's podcast here, I think.
You what? Are you on Crime Report?
He does New York City.
Let's
Crime
wrap
Report.
This up. So, what do you got going on? What's happening besides a gun around? Why do you have a gun necklace?
I don't. You want to know something? It's a piece of shit gave it to me. I hated it. Then, this new guy I'm dating was like, you should wear it. And I did it today for the first time in years. And now it's a piece of shit again. Here we go.
Right.
Sorry, that was a. Jesse? Complicated.
Yeah. I liked it.
Was it?
I feel like you're projecting at us, Micah.
Yeah, I'm
I'll sell it. I don't know. I got a 15th. Sorry. I'm open up for Keith Malley on his DVD taping live stream, and listen to my podcast, This Week in Jackin'. I host with Chris Laker on Cape Comedy Radio. We ask people what they masturbate to.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's fun.
I'll tell you what I masturbate to.
Yeah.
The tranny chick. Show us again, Bob.
Man, she's hot.
She's not even hot. She's a gross tranny.
She looks like a dirty bird.
Don't talk about her that way.
She's dirty.
Shut up, everybody.
She's defective.
Stop it.
She has a small penis.
What? Are you out of your mind? Have you seen it? Are you fucking crazy? Hang on right now. I'll fucking show you this fucking small penis.
I want to see the cock on this girl.
You want to see this fucking thing? Watch this fucking yudge me off.
Bob, you only have an Amex Gold?
What?
I figured you'd have a platinum or a black card, considering how well you're doing.
Peace.
Oh, there we go. There's a platinum.
Oh, shit.
The camera is right on the number.
I know, dude. By the way, somebody has the number now because that was on camera.
Oh, is it?
I'll blur it out later.
Thank you.
Live. Get it in the chest. Hurry up.
Shut the fuck up.
That is fake as fuck.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Why would you do that?
Well, because it'd be really funny if to cancel your MX card. It's been 2 hours on the phone.
See, now, Joe, that's what cancer looks like.
That's what Kevin looks like. What are you talking about?
Holy shit. That's a big old fucking fat dick,
that's
ladies.
A big one, right?
But you make a promise. If our girlfriends or wives die, we suck that dick. No matter when, how long ago from it happened.
You can't just go and suck that. You have to ask.
No.
What if we just get a guy that has that dick and then put a wig on him? Does that count?
If it's someone I like or enjoy their comedy.
Did I show you the dick?
Yeah, saw
it. Okay, good.
Oh, did you see the DiPaolo thing?
What?
Oh,
his
boy.
Dick?
What? This is the best. All right, talk amongst yourselves. I'll pull this
All right,
up.
So you got there. What do you got going on, man?
You can check my podcast, The Rad Dude Cast.
What is it called?
The Rad Dude Cast.
Kind of feel like he's stepping on my toes.
Or my YouTube.
That's an actual
rad
porn.
Dude.
Yeah, I've been The Rad Dude
and
Cast.
And he's watching DiPaolo?
Yes, just no followers.
What the fuck is this?
So no one knows it's happening.
This is
what happened?
What is he doing? So the guy's watching DiPaolo while he's getting jerked off.
Yes.
That's great. All right, listen. What's your podcast called? I'm sorry.
The Rad Dude Cast.
The Rad Dude Cast. Yeah. Where is that on?
iTunes. Bullshit.
Just on iTunes. Who's
just
that
iTunes.
With? You?
Me, this guy, Brendan Aaron, Anthony DeVito.
Yeah?
Comics. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, great, man. Well, thanks for coming on, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. I'll see you again. You came on again. I'll remember you now.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever happens.
Come on. Why?
I appreciate it, but you don't put any pressure on yourself.
Hey, how much do you pay Scopo? Can I get a few bucks for bringing in some fucking real guests for a change?
That's heat. By the way, Bob, you should let me and Joe fucking run the show for a month and show you how much we can upgrade the show, because you got fucking skim milk producers over
the
here.
The proof is in the pudding. You got the first show and the second show.
Okay. All right.
Which show is better today?
Who wants to book the show? Which one?
Me and Joe will go combined. We'll do it together.
Boom.
So for the next month, you'll book the show.
100%.
Yes. And Scopo, he can, you know, be around. He can
what
carry
happens
the pizza.
To Scopo? What do I do with Scopo?
I don't know. Whatever you want, dude.
The
have
pizza.
Him drive you around.
Someone has to have a big runny dump in the bathroom.
Are you going to shit yourself? Did you shit yourself?
No, he's so upset. Are you just sick?
The chills.
Sick,
yeah.
This is, by the way, he's just preemptively
buddy,
giving an excuse why he's going to lose the roast battle tonight.
Why? Why?
In the roast battle tonight.
Oh.
You can't do the roast battle sick, dude.
Oh, look, he's going to fucking pull
out. Oh, he's going to pussy out. I can't believe this shit. He's been planning this fucking dump all day.
I bet he fucking ate some dirty food.
That's why he's sick. He doesn't want to roast battle.
I just made a statement that made me want to punch
myself.
Yeah,
let me and Joe produce the show for a month.
Are you going to do all the social media, too?
No. Booking.
You're a social media intern. She can be a social media intern. Deepu can be the engineer.
It.
Okay, you keep your job. Deepu's the engineer. Scopo could be the fucking guy in the corner who doesn't talk that much.
As long as you're not fucking with Lauren, she's like, fine.
Scopo's doing the booking at the Lantern. We can book from the Cellar and LOL.
He lost the Lantern. He's not even doing that anymore.
Oh, shit.
Deepu, that felt real. You see, when we zing, we're buddies, we're roommates, we're gay.
What do you
Deepu
got,
really hates Scopo.
What do you got, buddy?
All right, guys. Tonight, of course, check out the Roastmasters, which I'm hosting at the Stand. If you guys are watching live.
Don't say of course.
If you could watch, if you're watching live. Don't ruin my fucking plugs, Joe. We're co-producers right now, so stop being a fucking jerk off. I wouldn't do that to you.
Wow, you really fight with everybody.
Yeah. So, guys, also.
Even, yeah. What a fucking Rain Man.
You should get plugs for your head.
April 15th and 16th, I'm going to be up at the new Ha Ridgewood.
Cause
with
you're bald.
Bobby just choked on his fucking Altoid and that zing.
Dude, if you fucking died on this show, it would make me so happy.
Come on, man.
April 15th and 16th,
Ha Ridgewood. I'm co-headlining with Mike Cannon. Guys, check it out. Four shows that weekend. Wow.
No, I'm kidding, dude. That sounds like
You do that. You do that. It's fucking insensitive. It's shitty.
I think it sounds like...
It's a great show.
It's shitty.
That was a great show.
And we're buddies, and we're both from that area, so we're going to get a bunch of people from
you. You did that for me for years, and I had a lot of resentments because of it.
Yeah, but you weren't funny there for years. No, I'm kidding. You did great. You did great.
I had resentments.
What'd I do?
Because I would plug gigs that I was being young. You're middling, dude.
Finish my plug.
Yes.
God.
Thank you. I'll be in Los Angeles from April 17th.
Perfect. All right. You used to do
that. April 17th to 21st, I'm in Los Angeles. I got a bunch of shows at the Comedy Store. Also going to be doing Kill Tony at the Comedy Store. Joey Diaz's podcast, The Church of What's Happening, which is
I love Joey Diaz.
He's fucking so funny, dude.
He stinks so bad he can only kill one person at a time. Lewis, Kill Tony, nothing? That nothing? No. All right, no, I'll take it.
And then...
No, you got something. Here, that.
May 13th, Legion of Skanks presents Lewis J. Gomez, Dave Smith, and special guest Dan Soder at the Hustler Club in Detroit. So get your tickets at hustlerclubdetroit.com.
I want to go to Detroit.
Dude, fuck it.
You know who's from Detroit?
Who's from Detroit? Lauren?
No, the girl.
What girl?
The tranny.
Iggy Pop is a man.
We'll find you a better looking tranny.
And also check out my other podcasts, The Realize Podcast, available on Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com, which we are in beta testing
on
the website
right now.
Legion of Skanks every Tuesday and Wednesday night, 9 p.m.
That's it.
I get to plug all of it.
But then go to another one and get the other plugs.
Busy. I got shit going on. I make money.
You don't make any money.
I'm a good father. From Legion of Skanks, I do. And from The Countdown, every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Two out of your nine podcasts.
SiriusXM Rush 93.
I hope
please check that out as well.
All right, buddy. What do you got, Joe?
Hey, it's me, Joe List, the truth. Blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to make fun of Lewis. April 14th.
Oh, you can also check out the mashup show at The Stand every month. Yeah. It's another show that I do. Yeah.
Hey, DeVito and I, can we do that?
Yeah, 100%. You're on the next one.
Awesome. Thanks.
Professional booker.
There is a lot of people that are saying that they try to talk to Scopo, and he says, I don't know.
The Scopo's a fucking... He holds it to such a high value, and he's got a cockiness with people.
What do you mean?
What are you talking
I'll
about?
I'll recommend people to Scopo. He's like, I don't know, dude. Well, I guess we'll see if we'll get him in. And I'm like, fucking Scopo.
He's absolutely lying.
Is he lying?
He's absolutely
Why are you lying?
I don't know why I would lie about that. There's no upside to lying.
Are you lying?
You'll see the way me and Joe booked the show.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
I already booked one. This show is a killer. I got fake AIDS and fucking Greg Stone.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of what you told. Told us a couple
things. I don't
think
I said anything.
You had a couple
laughs. I'm here to laugh at people.
You had a couple pearls.
Shit. What do you got?
Shit. I lost my place.
Tiny mouth. Cancer. Shitty teeth. No chin.
You really do have shark teeth.
Are you through?
Come on.
April 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be headlining Bob, Dr. Grins in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Just a short ride from Detroit, where you're dying to go. You fucking has been. All right.
Dr. Grins. What the fuck
is
that?
And if you want to go back to back weeks, you can see Nick DiPaolo there the week after me. April 14th, 15th, and 16th, Dr. Grins. Yeah, Grand Rapids, bro. You've worked there. Have you not been booked there?
I have a show there, but I have it at a rock club coming up on my tour that I'm doing in the fall.
Great. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, I'll be at Moon Tower. I'm doing the bonfire while I'm out there. Tuesdays with stories you can hear every Tuesday on iTunes. And we just got T-shirts. What's the website for those T-shirts that we sell? MerchCart?
MerchCart.com.
The guy you sent me.
Yep.
Yeah, and then you owe me T-shirt money, which I should be getting by, I don't know, May 5th through the 7th or somewhere.
I want to wait and see if you have cancer before I give you that money.
Great. So you can get your Tuesdays with Stories gear. But check out that podcast every Tuesday. We're bringing the heat over there.
And then
April 29th and 30th, Providence Comedy Connection.
Great club.
Yeah.
What else you got? That it?
I got a bunch of other stuff, but I don't want you to fucking laugh.
Dude, I didn't laugh at that. I think it's great. Your career is going great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's going terrific.
I love you. What do you got, Jay?
I'm going to be on Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, which I'm really excited about.
That'd be funny if I could really get him on the show. I could get anybody
on
the show.
You could play a bartender or a cop.
I did. No, what if I could just get you in the band?
I'll
you
do
play
that
like Daltrey?
I could do, yeah, I could do a fake fake piano, air guitar.
I'm lucky I'm on the fucking show this year.
You got that right. What?
FX?
Saved me,
what is it, FX?
They give they give Bam Bam a heart attack in episode 4.
ComedianJason.com. I got my Twitter and Instagram linked on there. I'm going to be on a show called Tell Me Everything on Monday on Sirius XM. It's like talk politics. It's pretty fun.
Cool.
Loosely, a lot of swearing. And then I'm doing a show called Freehold Lobby Comedy at Freehold Bar in Brooklyn. One of the guys from The Daily Show, the correspondent, Ronnie Chang is on it.
Ronnie, that's he came up here one night. And Michelle Wolf just became a correspondent too.
Wall Street. Did you find that?
Yeah, she's congratulations to her. She's fucking killing it, man.
Dude, who fucking said she looks like Carrot Top on the last show? That was so fucking funny, dude.
Yeah. She's killing it. So congratulations to her. And that's it? You got anything else?
No, that's good.
Cool, man.
All right, Rich and I are friends again, Voss. So
anything from the chat room real quick?
Check. No, I don't think I have anything. Sorry.
What's the last thing said in the chat room?
Billy Druid says diabetes, Bob. I don't know what that's about.
That's what you got.
What else you got? This is mean.
Raymond Tower says I'm planning to go to LA to see Kill Tony with Lewis.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's a trip. You're making a trip to go to LA to see Lewis?
Fuck
he's
yeah,
in
bro.
Encinitas. He has nowhere else to be.
Doing a trip to fucking L.A. for a 10-minute
spot? Oh, also, I'll be at the Flappers as well.
Oh, God. Fucking Dr. Grins.
Maybe near Bob?
What else you got?
Oh, fuck.
What?
Larma James says, I want to rub his bald, smooth head.
I love you.
Which one?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys in here that are bald.
Me.
How do you know it's you, Bob?
It's got to be me.
How do you know?
Because I
you
want it to be.
Know.
Let me have it.
Ask if the jaw is wider than the head you speak of. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
What's wrong with me? What's wrong with my head?
Your silhouette looks like a pear.
I have a pear-shaped head.
Yeah, it's adorable. Some people like it. Don likes it.
Yeah, you have a crab apple head.
You're welcome for me laughing at that.
Thank you. Lauren, what do you got?
Just at Lauren Cabrera at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if you want to come on the show, just email ykwdproducer at Ryan.
No.
Yeah.
No, you email Lewis at gomezcomedy.com.
No.
Or Joe at fucking.
No, to
no,
be a
for
guest.
Fans.
Oh, fans.
Producer Ryan.
Yes, go through Lauren.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Lewis wouldn't be caught dead with a fan.
If you want to send
Gomites,
stuff.
Attack.
No.
Yeah, they'll fuck Joe up.
List of maniacs. Just be nice to people.
Nope.
Just hang out, fucking enjoy your lives.
Gomites, if you meet a list of maniac, you punch him square in the fucking nose. That is 100% what you do.
It was so funny to see the Gomites and the list of maniacs fighting. See, like, five people fighting eight people.
List of maniacs, stay away from the project so you don't run into any fucking Gomites. Too far?
No, I loved it.
Oh, well.
What do you got, Deepu?
On Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu. I'm around doing stand up. That's it for me.
Okay, what do you got besides diarrhea?
at Chris Scopo on the Twitter. That's it.
That's it? What do I got?
Renaissance Theater, April 23rd.
Tits.
A theater? Who you're opening for what?
Where is it, Scopo?
Kingsport, Tennessee.
Just come on, spit. Give me a fucking
Kingsport,
plug.
Kingsport, Tennessee,
cunt.
Renaissance Theater, April 23rd. The tickets will probably be sold out soon, so go and get them now.
Right, Bobby goes on at 8. Dennis comes on at 8:45. Why are you looking at me like that? You're hurting my feelings.
That's funny. You're hurting my feelings.
Bill Burr's going to be there for 10 days in a row the week after.
Okay, on May 22nd, we have Podfest.
That didn't even make sense.
Yeah, Dave, remember when he did fucking you? We did the one night at the Wilbur, and then Bill was there the next week for 12 days straight.
He was there before.
No, that was we were in Laugh Boston.
We're at Laugh Boston. Was there for 13 shows. They actually had him do an afternoon show at 1 on a Wednesday.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Oh, boy.
May 22nd, Podfest.
You spit it out, baby. What the
you
fuck?
You got it. So it's Sunday, 9:30. Going to be you, Lewis, Joe, and Dan.
Yeah. All right. What's up, buddy?
I was just giving devil horns.
It's going to be a fucking great show. I'm really excited about that. That's going
to
be fun.
The fucking 18. By the way, my booking style is going to be always me, Joe, and Dan. And then if one of us isn't available, we'll go to the outskirts and get Will.
That's the booking style we have.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's the truth. That's
got
what we
covered.
Do.
Yeah. Only for 5 years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do anyway.
They don't call me every week.
Well, that's him. I tell him to call
you. Okay, well, that's... I don't get a phone call every week to be on the show. If that was the case, if that was your booking style, I would get a phone call every week.
What's that?
I was in band. I chose not to be in here.
He wasn't banned.
By making Bobby hate me.
We said
hey. All right, listen, you guys, this was a fun show. I love you guys for coming in. Thanks. I hope you had a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And come back again soon. What the fuck was that?
That was me.
Oh, okay. I thought I was having a stroke. Fucking vibrations in the left side of my head. I want to thank you fucking motherfuckers for listening and tuning in every week. You guys are the best fans in the world. Make sure you go to the website, check out all the other podcasts at riotcast.com. We just added Misery Loves Company. It is fucking killing it on iTunes. They did their first Monday night on Sirius. So we're very proud of those guys. And make sure you check out all the other shows at riotcast.com. And we have a little donate button on our page if you want to throw a little cash our way. If not, don't worry about it. It's always free. You're the best. You know what, dude? We'll see you later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.